I get my credit report.
Staying on top of my credit helped me get the best deal on my refi.
Why wait when you can instantly see your credit report online? Free.
Stay on top of your credit at freecreditreport.com.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Hey, everybody loves Don and Mike.
Okay, hi, before we...
Hi.
Oh, hi, turn that thing on. There you go. That was like someone at the door and you couldn't imagine. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Before we start... choice of songs today.
Oh, good.
Two good ones that I'm sure you haven't heard of.
Help yourself. Get a good one.
One of them is by T-Rex, 20th Century Boy. The other one is by C-Train, 13 Questions.
C-Train, how many hits did they have?
That would be it. And that one even is a borderline one.
I think so.
So what do you think?
C-Train.
Okay. Uh-huh. Also...
C-Train.
C-Train, is that the train?
How could I pick anything else?
All aboard!
Is that the train or was there a...
Just got off. Punch the ticket.
Listen...
Just got off the C-Train.
We are also attempting to redo our library of tapes and go from analog like this to digital like this.
Oh, it's practically done.
So let's start with Animal House. Here is one of the old Animal House tapes.
It's Mr. Thoughtful with a dozen roses for you.
Quality's not too great.
A little muddy.
Now, I don't know if this is the same one, but it's another cut from Animal House, which is now in digital.
This meeting of the Disciplinary Council will now come to order.
We'll waive minutes and proceed directly with charges against
Bill O'Reilly,
Sergeant at Arms.
Oh, that's
Sergeant at Arms.
That's much better.
Sergeant at Arms. Niedermeyer.
Okay, again, here's one of the old ones.
Mm-hmm. May I have 10,000 marbles, please?
That one barely gets through the machine.
Dingy and dull.
Let's hear one of the new ones. Bill O'Reilly.
I'd like to address these charges one at a time.
Bill O'Reilly.
May.
Fresh and crisp.
Okay, here's another one.
Again, I bet this one sounds old and muddy.
You're all worthless and weak. Now drop and give me 20.
Classic. That is a classic.
It's a great one. We got to get it on digital, though. Mm-hmm. Here's another clean one.
That for the fifth consecutive semester,
Bill O'Reilly
has achieved a deficient aggregate grade point average.
I love it. I love Bill O'Reilly working his way in the Animal House.
Maybe we even need the setups anymore.
Can I have 10,000 marbles, please?
Okay, you get it. That one sounds
so that's
bad.
Analog.
That's bad analog. Here's digital.
That Bill O'Reilly routinely provided dangerous narcotic diet pills to its members during...
That's not true!
Not another word!
Bill O'Reilly?
During midterm examination week.
One more.
So this would be the old one, done on the analog.
You didn't guess what I am now. I'm a zit.
See, and that one even at the end, when I'm a...
Really a sight guy.
And here's one of the new ones.
Robert Hoover will speak on behalf of
Bill O'Reilly.
Tim Matheson.
I don't think you can fully judge
Bill O'Reilly
without looking at the positive qualities.
Bill O'Reilly
has a long tradition of existence to its members and to the community at large.
I think we've heard enough, Mr. Chairman.
And it wasn't Tim Matheson, it was the other guy, the red-haired guy.
Yeah, but we know who you meant. The big, goofy, almost Judge Reinhold-looking redhead
exactly.
guy.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you, bad mouth.
Bill O'Reilly.
Gentlemen.
I'll walk out. Do we get the warmer on here?
All right.
Oh, we don't get warmer talking.
Hold on.
Digital warmer?
There's only like 18,000 cuts. Let's just hear one more.
I'm not walking out on this one, mister.
That's the one.
You're finished.
Bill O'Reilly.
Much better.
Dean Wormer. All right, good. So slowly you'll hear those as they start to collect in our library.
And, of course, it should be pointed out that all of the digital sound effects that we have on this show now will feature Bill O'Reilly, the
right.
kind of digital equipment we have.
The old ones just sounded so bad, and these are so crisp and clear.
Hi, I'm Shelley Dubinsky, Fawn's roommate.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly.
Manhurst, Bond's fiance. Actually, we're engaged to be engaged. What's the matter with everyone around here?
Why don't we sit down?
Bill O'Reilly?
I don't know how to tell you, so I'm just going to tell you. Bond's dead.
The Don and Mike Show.
Decided to go with T-Rex instead.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Amen.
Well,
why'd
you even ask me that?
I just thought it was a little more mainstream.
Well, you picked the two.
I don't want to be Jack FM or anything.
I don't even know the one you made me pick.
How do you get more mainstream than T-Rex?
All right, we can play the other one. Although I dig this one by T-Rex as well. Two good ones to start. I'll tell you this, though, about that Jack FM crap.
Yeah.
That's a good song, 20th Century Boy. Had a chance over the weekend going up to the ocean to listen to that in Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
And while they are playing, I guess, different songs than they used to, it's instead of a list of 500 songs, it's a list of 1,000 songs.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I find interesting is I'm a radiophile, a radio junkie, been working full-time at radio over 30 years, and I remember back in the day, Buzz, you may remember this.
I'm sure.
There was a jingle package made for the RKO stations called, it was the U package.
Yes.
And it had a bunch of ba da ba 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 ba.
Right.
And here was the message. You are the reason we do what we do. We do it for you on 68 RKO.
Right.
And it was like, there were stations all over America buying this package. You are the reason. Well, they got the same thing on this Jack FM, except now they've just turned it around and it says, we are the reason we play what we play. We play what we say on Jack FM.
Wow.
And what's really funny and ironic to me is that whenever that jingle was introduced 30 years ago, what they were saying back then was a lie,
yeah.
And what they're saying now is really true. That
right.
And the you in the equation, you the listener, never really became a part of it.
No, not at all.
It was never ever about what a listener wanted.
No.
It was always about what some stupid program director wanted.
It was the PD.
Right. He is the reason we do what we do. We do it for him on Cameron Gray.
I'll tell you, that's on it. On Cameron Radio.
Cameron.
Cameron Gray.
You're listening to Cameron.
Our program director, Cameron Gray. You even think he's upstairs at his desk right now?
Sure he is.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Scribbling away.
Yeah, very busy.
But he's here. He's got to be here because the other guy's here. Listening to the show, taking notes.
Yes, listen, listen, listen. Improve, improve, improve.
Scritch, scritch, scritch.
All right, we'll call him now.
Get better, people.
The alleged program director.
Constant and never-ending improvement.
With his beard?
With everything.
Oh. Everything.
Life pain, radio.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there is that thing with the telephones, right?
Telephone.
Yeah, they don't work. Are there cameras on them?
Well, there you are.
Cameras mounted on all the phones.
Cameras work fine.
We see who's dialing.
If we learn sign language, we could communicate.
Now, I got some frantic emails from Beth Ann. Hello?
Hi, Beth Ann.
Over the weekend? About how the phones don't work, and if I try to call... This was an email sent on Saturday.
All capital letters, lots of exclamation points.
Saying, if I try to call her an extension, whatever it is, I've got to use extension, whatever it is instead. Meanwhile, I'm not going to...
Cameron Gray, WJFK Operations Director. Sorry, I missed your call. Leave me a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks for calling.
I must be busy.
Hey, Tool Cameron, just had a question for you. What would you think about starting the show with today? C-Train, their mid-chart 13 questions, or a deep track by T-Rex, 20th Century Boy?
We do it for you.
Yep, that's what I thought.
What Thank you, Cameron.
What do you think, Tool Time? Bye-bye.
Cameron.
Bye-bye.
And as soon as he calls back, we can start the show, right?
I really don't have an opinion.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime. From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
The other one's so much better.
This is a great one-hit wonder.
Deep in the darkest hour of a very heavy week.
But you don't like this one either?
I hate that one. I didn't know. I like the other one.
It's funky.
You like?
I like the other one better.
You like 20th Century Boy better?
Much better.
You don't like Violin, Fuel, Fusion Rock?
I'm telling you, this is a great one-hit wonder.
I love this song.
Let it go to the... No?
Sounds like a country record.
You know, okay.
George Martin produced it.
Hey, phone's ringing.
I wonder who it is.
I'll bet it's Cameron.
Hello?
Oh, missed it.
Was that hang up? Okay, so we're back to 20th Century Boys.
I love that.
Do you?
Compared to that other thing.
Hey,
that,
come
the other
on.
Thing was like, when I be who,
yeah.
I be
here. Come
you know
on.
All the words.
Don't be hating on that, Mike.
You know, I'm a hater.
Don't be hating now.
I'm a hater.
BBH.
I am a hater. Don't I have a lot of hater. Friends that call me the hater.
Oh, God.
That's, seriously, that's my nickname.
What would they do if they met me?
And it centers around music, though.
Here comes the hater.
Phone's
hate
ringing.
Oh, again?
I'll call.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, it's the inside line. It's the program director.
Cameron.
Cameron.
Hello.
Cameron.
Hi.
Here's a question for you.
Yes.
What do you think about either 13 Questions by C-Train or 20th Century Boy by T-Rex?
Sounds like a By the Numbers weekend.
Which would you open with?
I like T-Rex better.
There you go. Good call.
Could you name it? I mean, could you sing it? Could you hum it?
No, I'm sorry.
20th Century Boy. What executive decisions have you made thus far today? It's a Tuesday and feels like a Monday.
It's a fresh off a holiday weekend. Lots of things to be done, I'm sure.
Nothing executive level yet. It's been a quiet day.
And Hughes is here, right?
He is.
How are things in his pants?
Aromatic.
Okay.
Aromatic.
Thank you, Cameron.
Goodbye.
Enjoy.
Well, we all
eventually develop the same system of communicating with us, which is curt, quick answers, and jumping off the phone as soon as humanly possible.
Let's start the show. I'm changing the song.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Are you going to be hating on some Wilson Pickett now?
Anthony Fedorov, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on, Mike, it's Wilson Pickett, for God's sake.
I know it is.
It's another number song.
867-5309, right?
No, that's Jenny, isn't it?
634-5789.
That's right.
634-5789.
Well, now it's not a sing-along, Mike.
634-5789.
We'll have none of that.
Oh, dear. That was so much fun.
This is a place
of
business.
Of that.
So much fun, though.
We're starting a goddamn show today.
Oh, no. I was caught up in it when that part came on. Oh, the other song with numbers in
it. There's a song that you like.
Prior to that, it just sounded like another Fedorov song.
I like when Mike sings like Drill Sergeant. And
happy birthday, Jesus.
6, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9. Today is Christmas. There will be a magic show.
All right.
This is the good one.
First, let's hear another Animal House tape.
Go good.
Sophomore dies in kiln explosion? Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm terribly, terribly sorry.
Bill O'Reilly?
I just talked to her last week.
Oh, hold on.
That's the wrong jingle, too.
All right.
I like it fine.
6, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9.
Okay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
There's a guy we had dinner with.
Yeah, we did.
He's dead now.
So you like this one? You approve of this one?
Yeah, you know, try and respect he's dead.
Good.
A tribute.
Sucks. Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I've got a bad case of loving you, Private Pyle.
His dinner consisted of olives, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Yeah. Five of them before the appetizer was served. Good and good for you. Actually, you know, maybe it was... 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Maybe 10 olives.
Oh, 2 per?
I think there were 2 per.
Well, that's a good restaurant, then.
End of discussion. It's now 3:13 East Coast time. Let's start the friggin' hello show. Hello.
Fly.
Oh,
well, we can.
Oh, gotcha. Here we go.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now, right, this is, come on, I don't care what you think. Hey, look at me. I'm talking to you.
Well, it's just,
I don't care what you think.
Played an awful lot.
Right.
I think it's a little gay.
Homo. I think it says exactly what I want to say. Coming back after a long 4-day weekend.
You got me there. You got me there.
Yeah. Here you go. Here's the Memorial Day. No singing.
Sorry.
enough singing.
Boy, it's hard.
Well, let's open the door. Now we show it all the hellos. And
hello!
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 Hi.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi there, Tony. Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
Hello!
Hello!
Mike, no singing.
I'll stop.
Unless we're singing this man's name.
How's your hair water?
Hair water. Beth Ann Runaway Bride. Beth Ann Mick Runaway Bride.
Runaway Mick Bride.
Runaway Mick Bride. Hair water.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Dominic and all the ships at sea. Finally, proved innocent of ratting out the Nixon administration.
Yeah.
It's Dr. Animo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Robin.
Hello.
And let me just be the first to say.
Hello.
On this very, very busy day. Who gives a rat's ass? It's a guy I never heard of before. The deep throat guy?
Yes, right.
Screw him.
I am disappointed. I wish it was a more well-known figure.
Screw him. Who's deep throat? What's his name? Will who?
Phelps.
Might as well be Will Ferrell, for goodness sake.
Was it Will Phelps?
F. William Phelps.
Oh, William. F.
William Phelps.
That's what Phelps. I say, F. William Phelps.
Or is it William?
I don't think it's William.
Felt William.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's deep throat, and that's a big story, right?
He says, sure it is.
Well, he hasn't been confirmed yet by Woodstein.
No, he just says he is.
Because Woodstein says they're not going to say it until he's officially dead.
Yeah. Yeah, and who knows whether this is just a ruse. I mean, you're talking about people that are sneaky anyway.
But he was the leading candidate all along, it turns out.
Yeah.
And he had dinner with Woodward or Bernstein.
I don't care. La, 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 la.
Number two guy?
La, 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 la.
At the time, I think number three eventually he would become a nice number two.
Everybody, it's Don and Mike show. Wheels are starting to come off, and it's a new episode, Mike, on this Tuesday.
Tuesday.
05-3105.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi there, Buzz. Mike, no singing, please.
Sorry. No, he's not retarded.
All right. Don and Mike show. New episode on this, I want to say Monday, but it's Tuesday, right?
Thank you.
You can call us from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From Canada and from Mexico, 800-636-1067. And WJFK in Washington, you can call us at 202-432-1067.
Yes.
All of your bitches are back. After an energizing four-day reprieve.
Well, let's not get crazy. It wasn't exactly energizing.
4 days with family.
Yes.
And more family. And more family.
Ah, yes.
Ah, family.
Plus, it's a holiday without family. Yeah.
We are family.
Family. And now we're away from
it. Yeah. Thank God. It's almost going to come in tomorrow. Tomorrow. Yesterday. Yes. I keep thinking today is Sunday and tomorrow is Monday.
Hi, Michael.
What? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Uh-huh.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don. I'm Michael. How'd your little kitty do over the weekend? Is it alive or did it croak?
That's a question, I believe, directed to you, sir.
The cat is alive.
Good.
Hey, good kitty.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
For some, the holiday continues.
Yeah. Right.
Nothing like starting the whole brand new week with an ass.
Hello, Donna Mike show.
Gentlemen.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
Calling to give you the Rochester weather report. It's supposed to be pretty sunny all week long.
Sir, we're not coming up there.
Yes, you are.
I mean, I appreciate the fact that you people are now calling us every week to tell us the weather forecast.
Wait a minute. Picture this, though, Don. We broadcast live from our AAA baseball stadium. I'll even come down and help out a little bit. I got a little bit of a radio background. You guys need my help.
We can use the help.
That is
I'll pull some strings. You guys could maybe, you know, meet the mascot, the Red Wings.
I was going to ask now, Spike. What's Spike. The mascot name? Spike?
Spike, it's the Red Wings? That's the name of the team?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Who's the major league club that the Rochester Red Wings are associated with?
The Minnesota Twins.
Ah, the Twins.
Oh, the Twins.
Pretty good ball club.
Yeah.
Yeah, for an American League club, they're okay.
Our AAA, yeah. record and everything, I can pull some strings. Maybe you can meet him.
AAA?
I'll do my best.
Is it AAA?
We don't have to keep saying that, but yes.
Okay.
Well, let's just be, you know,
well, then he couldn't be going to go see minor league baseball. You're seeing the best minor league baseball.
You guys can sleep in my parents' basement. I'll arrange everything.
We're not coming to Rochester this week.
Yes, you come.
No, we're not. Thank you for the call.
The weather's perfect.
Thank you, though.
I tell you, he keeps sounding better and better every time he calls.
Yeah.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes, we are. Hello.
Guys, listen. Don, you've had the cat how long? 13 years?
13 years, sir.
Never witnessed you? You've had Big Frieda how long?
Big Frieda's been with us about 2 months.
It's Big Frieda going in the shoe, not the cat.
Oh, going in the shoe, you mean going in my wife's shoe room.
Marking her territory.
So you think it's my mother-in-law.
I think you lock Big Frieda up in the laundry room next time you leave.
Okay, thank you, my friend. Everybody's got an opinion about that topic.
It's obvious to me the listeners have recharged their batteries.
You know, it was a long holiday weekend, and much of it, I don't tell you that. Much of it I'm not going to disclose here because, frankly, that's why I have a psychiatrist. But I will tell you about a couple of things that happened on the long weekend. I'm amazed at the people that listen to this show, and when I go somewhere, like after we got done with that crap on Friday, we went to Ocean City over the weekend, City, Maryland, America's favorite beach.
Right.
And, oh my, it is, in my
very
opinion.
Very popular.
I'm in my car.
It's a new slogan they're using, isn't it?
America's favorite beach. I'm in my car. I'm on my way to the ocean. This is Saturday, early on Saturday. Now, I'm just driving along. I'm not bothering nobody, not doing nothing. Got my sunroof open, the windows open, listening to some tunes. Pull up to a stoplight, and I just get the feeling that there's a truck next to me, and the guy, you know, you get the feeling somebody's leaning out and looking at
watching
you.
Yeah.
So I look back at him. And
like
right
Rockwell.
Like what? Somebody's watching. Thank you, Mike. So.
Thank you. You got me all ramped up when you did Stump the Stoop last week.
So I am, I'm in that super, you know, paranoid like I always am, the road rage thing, and I turn around ready for a conflict, and I look at the guy, and I just see him half leaning out of his truck, and I go, "What?" And he goes, "Don?" If the guy's out there, call and I'll give you a prize, but I'm not going to divulge the color of the truck or where this happened to make sure that it's him.
Right,
because this I don't know. Mm-hmm. How you could be driving along a highway, and once I realize that the guy is a fan of the show, I'm looking at him, and I say, I'm yelling at a guy in a truck. I go, "How'd you know it's me?" And all I get is, he's giving me thumbs up now.
Yeah.
Love the show!
That's nice.
Love the show!
Really
so,
nice.
So I put my hand up through the center, I give him the thumbs up, and he gives me
it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling after that.
And I drove about 700 miles an hour after that.
Sure, trying to get away.
Because once the exchange has happened, you want to get the hell out of there.
You know, listen.
Because then you're on, and you feel like you have to be nice to him if he's next to you.
Listen, I'm not Brad Pitt in many ways. We could write the book. First, go to a website, look at my picture. I'm not Brad Pitt. I'm not a movie star. I'm a dumb disc jockey. But it's amazing to me that a guy from inside his truck would look down in my SUV and have to be, like, looking through the sunroof and recognize my bald spot.
It's very, very
you know,
neat.
I don't have those tags that say I'm a DJ or anything on my car.
Not anymore. Not that I haven't tried to talk you into it.
It say radio guy.
Weren't you wearing your Don and Mike t-shirt? And drinking from your mug.
Drinking out of the mug.
Of course. Of course, Bruce. Then, over the weekend, again, just out walking my dogs in Ocean City, not even near where we have our place. I'm blocks away, just walking the dogs. There's a family that's getting out of their car, and they're piling all the crap on the street to make the trek to the beach.
Right.
I'm on the other side of the other side of the street, walking the dogs, and I hear, "Hey, where's the cat?" That's what the woman said.
Ah.
Where's the cat? Now, I think she's commenting just because I'm walking with two dogs. Uh-huh. Like, you know, she's been making
conversation. You want to have a cat. Yeah.
And I'm across the block from this broad. So I go, "The cat's at home." You know, like I would say to any stranger.
Mm-hmm.
And any stranger on the street.
Any stranger, because I'm not one of your fans.
And then I continue walking. And she said, "Well, we were all just real curious. Because we'd heard on the radio on Thursday the cat was being locked up in a room." You know, again,
the cat seems to be top of mind with people.
But that's great. I really don't mind it when people come up. I'm rather shy and a jerk like that. But
it feels good.
Yeah, I just don't get it, though. How would you, first off, how would you know it's me? You know, maybe a block away, okay, someone's a real listener. But that truck driver, that guy's got to call in, because I got to know. How the hell
make you a little bit paranoid? You were in your car. You've talked about your car before. You had a cigar with you, probably. I'm guessing that's why you had the sunroof open.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's seen your picture. He's gone to the website.
The bald spot we've talked about on the show.
Shut up, you.
We have talked about it on the show.
Puka shell. Listen, it's no bigger than an egg, though.
That's right.
The bald spot's no bigger. All right.
Yeah, let's just...
All right, go ahead. All right, a large...
An ostrich egg.
An ostrich egg. Okay. That's fine.
Hey, but it's not like you're doing, going through hoops to cover it up.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like Larry King.
No, it's there. Listen, trust me. It's there. And at this family thing that I was at yesterday, I probably shouldn't mention this, but there are enough people there that I can mention. There's one member of the family who definitely needs to stop the comb over.
Oh, really?
Desperately needs to stop the comb over.
I can't stand the comb over.
We had the big Memorial Day get together at my brother-in-law's yesterday, and it was actually quite a great day. Helped a lot by the bottlers of Grey Goose vodka.
Oh, fantastic.
Always. Because here's the thing. I was saying to my wife that my brother-in-law, again, is having the Memorial Day cookout, the whole family, and by whole family, I mean cousins! Everybody.
Cousins!
Now, they all pound beer and wine on the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to name any names, but if you're out there listening, my nephew Kelly, how you doing?
Hi, Kelly.
Okay. Kelly loves to have, 100 beers.
Good. What do you
on Memorial Day?
Good thing to do on Memorial Day.
And they're all like that.
Snack time, anytime.
I mean, all of the people at the party enjoy wine and beer. Now,
pretty normal.
You know, me, I'm sorry. I just go for the hard stuff.
Right.
So always when we go to these family get-togethers, about an hour into it, everybody's really chatting and letting loose. Of course, they've had about 9 beers,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sitting there with a Diet Coke because I've always been too afraid to say, it's only 2 in the afternoon, but I would kill for a vodka and tonic.
Sure.
So what I did was, I was talking about this with my wife, and I said, I think I know what the icebreaker is going to be this year. I'm just going to BYOB.
Excellent idea.
Just bring your own bottle.
Mm-hmm.
So I showed up at my brother-in-law's house. He said, hi, how you doing? Gave him a birthday card. His birthday's coming up next week. And I said, and also, this is incidentally not for you, but this is what I'll be drinking today.
Very good. So you brought your own big bottle.
Brought my own big bottle and put a nice big dent in it yesterday. And have, found, an hour or two into it. It's covered with baby spit on my shirt and stuff. And really,
didn't care.
I like kids anyway. But
right.
Really, I sit there and it's like, boy, I'm finally, I felt like I'm a kid at the grown-up table. And I'm drinking like everybody else. And
so makes those holiday get-togethers go quicker.
A little easier.
Absolutely. Yeah. So much
the
easier.
Great, I like to call it the great equalizer.
Yeah, I had Sydney and Nathaniel. I mean, all of these kids, three, Rob's kids younger than that. The other one can barely talk. And I'm just holding him up and going, I love babies so much. And he's just got this big bubble of like snot and all the other crap that's in the, and it just kind of came out all over my shirt.
It didn't matter.
I went, oh, that's a good boy.
You couldn't feel that shirt at that point.
Correct.
That's a dirty martini.
Correct. But yes, thank you, Buzz. But it was a nice time. It was a nice time with the family.
It's good. I find that it makes the holidays so much better.
Sure. I'm glad it's over though. Over until the 4th of July.
Do it all over again.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How's it?
How's it with you, my friend?
Hey, you guys rock, and that's not for Tim.
Thank you.
And how about today we make it for Mark Addy?
Okay, really? Mike. Okay.
I couldn't remember his name.
Good one.
He said, how's it? And that's kind of the rate that you hear that every day. And now,
Mark Addy, okay. Yeah. You're the Mark Addy winner. What can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to tell Don, you, that I saw you last summer at a restaurant at Ocean City, but I didn't want to say anything because I know that you're shy and all that stuff.
Okay, how do you feel about this? Now I must say that, when someone says this and they've seen me and not identified themselves as noticing, or being a listener of the show, that gives me the creeps. I would much rather, if somebody's looking, I would like them to come up and say hello.
I would not.
So, sir, you've done the right thing with Don.
I prefer you stay away.
Well, you looked hostile. We met eyes, and I was thinking about coming over and saying hi, and you looked like you would
Did he look like Chloe on 24?
I think Chloe looked...
The big glowy eyes.
He gave me a look and said, don't do it.
Well, who knows? I could have been, you know, I could have been looking at my wife. I could have been looking at you.
I've been out with you. You're receptive when people come up and say they're a fan of the show.
Very polite.
You know, it's...
And again, you do it. I mean, you might not like it, but you don't...
I don't mean to blow this out of proportion. It doesn't happen all the time. It's just Ocean City is a small town, mm-hmm. and I'm amazed that I go up there. You know, I'm surprised that we don't have, like, a 25 share, because mm-hmm. it seems everybody in that goddamn town listens to the show. Thank you for your support and for your patronage.
Thing. Very good thing.
We do appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stop following me. There's only 8,000 places in that town. You got to go to the... Where was the place?
I don't remember the name. It was a real good seafood restaurant on the across the bay from Ocean City. Good crab cakes.
But I know why I was scowling. It was probably a place my wife picked. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding you now this time, kids. We had that argument on Saturday night about what to do. Mm-hmm. Saturday night, what do we do? Yeah. Hi, Robbie.
Was it Long John Silver?
Arthur Treacher's?
I think it might have been the Olive Garden, though.
Well, they're good. Very good. All the breadsticks you want.
All the breadsticks.
I've been there.
You want.
It's lovely.
We had the argument on Saturday. The faux argument, not a real argument.
Right.
What are we going to do? I said, I want to go to the boardwalk. She said, we don't want to. She said, why do you want to go to the boardwalk? I said, come on, let's have fun. She said, no, she had some new Nouveau Riche restaurant that she wanted. You know, a Nouveau Riche in Ocean City is
Toddies of the Purple Moose.
She had a new place she wanted to go to. I wanted to go to Tequila Mockingbird.
Okay.
She said, that place is going to be jammed. It's going to be crammed, you know. And once your kids are grown up, it's amazing how you look at people with kids. And it's not only my wife, I'm the same way, but Buzz, I would not get down on a woman who had a stroller, for God's sake.
Well, it depends on if she's blocking a doorway.
She needs a stroller. But we both had the discussion about, well, look at what time it is. It's not even late yet. And, God, that place is going to be crawling with kids and screaming kids and screaming. So we pull up to the restaurant, and it's super jammed.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, looks like you're out of luck. I said, let me just run in and see what's going on. And fortunately ran in. And there are 40 people waiting. This is on Saturday night, Memorial Day weekend.
Sure, that's probably a good two-hour wait.
40 people waiting. I just walked in the door. Lucky me. Girl says, how many? I said, two. She said, I've got a table right over here. Mm-hmm. So I got the great thing. I go out to the parking lot, get free to the high side. I'm like, hey, guess what? Guess what?
She didn't have to go to the fancy place.
No, we didn't. Cool. And we had a great time at Tequila Mockingbird.
Always. Yeah.
Killer margaritas there.
Are you a margarita man, too?
When I go there, I am. And it was there that I saw the TV ad that about made me spit. It was the last thing I paid for the weekend. Made me spit out my margarita. I laughed so much. You know, everything's closed captioned.
Yeah.
So whatever sports is on, I'm talking to my wife, like everybody does. You go to a place like this, you're talking, but you're also watching TV and watching all the other people. All of a sudden, I see an ad on TV for the Johnny Cochran Law Firm,
mm-hmm.
and it's him. Now, Johnny Cochran is dead like Eddie Albert is dead, right?
Right.
And that happened while we were gone. Sorry, nothing we can do about that.
I know. You know, it's a shame, but everybody at Green Acres says farewell.
We'll discuss the trifecta later. And good. I believe, Rob, don't you have cuts?
I don't. They're gone. They're mysteriously gone.
You don't have the Eddie Albert cuts?
I'm sorry. I failed you in
Eddie Albert. Eddie Albert.
Called the widow Albert.
Eddie Albert.
She was 99.
Eddie Albert and who's the guy? Burl Ives kind of had the same vocal register. They both had that singing-song equality.
You think so?
Yeah.
Eddie
yeah.
Albert.
Mm-hmm.
So now is that the trifecta? Who were the other two? Gorshin. And who was the other one besides Gorshin? We were waiting for a third.
Yeah, who was it?
Wasn't there a third?
Was it the Pope?
No.
Hey, but good to see that new Pope is really just pushing through the sainthood for the dead one now.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Like, hey,
probably the deal he made.
Who cares about waiting for 5 years? Although I did see on the news that they were saying like something, if you've got anything that the dead Pope wrote,
mm-hmm.
send it into the Vatican. That they need it because they're collecting all of this memorabilia. So if you've got something, and also I think they're looking for miracles, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that part of the deal that they're trying to make?
See if he did any miracles.
Trying to prove that the guy did
right.
it. You know, it would have been a miracle if that chick would have won that car race yesterday.
And David Letterman's driver, too, which is even cooler.
Yeah.
It wasn't Howard Morris, was it? The
Howard Morris, what? Ernest T. Bass.
No, he doesn't count, though.
Oh, yes, Ernest T. Bass,
no.
Eddie Albert, and Frank Gorshin.
No.
Oh, you've got to.
No,
it's a pretty good trifecta.
No, hey, shush. That is an insult.
That is your prejudice against Ernest T. Bass.
And
goddamn right it is.
And all things darling.
The darlings.
The darlings. I hate the darlings.
So there was a third TV guy.
He is. Ernest T. Bass is not big enough to be up there with Eddie Albert.
Howard Morris was on your show of shows, featured character. the Eugene Coke.
Carl Reiner.
Okay, Internet. You know what I did this weekend?
I got that on the Internet?
I only mentioned it because I wanted to mention something I did.
I read that in a real newspaper with real wooden letters.
Pretty stupid.
What newspaper do you take that has wooden letters?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I would.
Yeah, someday maybe I'll tell you I would.
Would?
I got on Google.
Yeah.
And I Googled Google.
Oh, no, that's just a, like, did you get that guy from Gilligan's Island? What happened?
No, I Googled Google, and it sent me back to the Google page where there were like 25 different Googles. And for maybe 10 minutes, I just sat there like playing Pong with the computer because I would click on search Google, and it would send me to the page.
So you actually did finish the Internet. That's like the TV commercial. You finished the Internet.
No need to go back.
That is correct.
Did your computer smoke or anything when you're doing that?
Intronet.
Intronet is wonderful.
Intronet.
Google.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, Don?
So anyway, hold on one second. I'm watching TV in this place with my wife, and I about spit up my margarita because it's dead Johnny Cochran.
Right.
Now, I was only watching it, but they had the closed caption.
Right, right.
So it starts off with him, you know. Oh, hello, this is Mr. Johnny. Maybe you know me from the OJ trial. Have you been hit by a car? Do you feel a pain in your side? And then there's a real awkward edit, and then there's three other guys who go, even though Johnny is gone, his memory lives on at the Johnny Cochran Law Office. And I'm thinking, hold on, of course the firm's going to continue, but they're advertising, and they're advertising with the dead guy.
So really, you've got a corpse that's speaking to you.
Yeah, it's like Weekend at Bernie's.
A little bit creepy.
Anyway,
maybe they're desperate at the Corcoran.
Caught my eye.
Forever.
Made my Saturday night. Put out part of my raspberry margarita.
Oh. Johnny's talking to me.
That's an ad with Johnny Cochran.
Selling his law firm from the grave.
Mr. Johnny.
Wow.
Yes, hello.
Hello, guys. What's up?
Hi there. We are fine. Thank you.
Hey, this is the guy that was in the truck.
What?
The guy that was in the truck.
Oh, you're talking.
And he's gone. Hello?
No, he's still. No, the line's open, Buzz.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hey, Don.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the guy that was in the truck beside you in Easton.
Okay. Oh, that's now that's pretty close. What color is your truck?
Blue and yellow.
Man.
Was it a blue and yellow truck?
Yeah, and it was right by... Where is it? Right in Easton. Oh, God, this guy had Easton.
By the GM Giant, right there at the...
Okay!
It's the guy.
God!
It's your trucker stalker.
Okay, now, what are the odds of this? How do you... Listen, I'm driving down a major highway on Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I pull up to a light. How do you know it's me? You're up in a big truck. I'm down below you.
You know, the Green Bay Packer license plate.
Another clue.
It's not even a license plate. It's just a holder around
it's a holder, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the fuzzy dice hanging from the rearview mirror.
Any other clues besides the Packer frame?
Yeah, it's just I've seen it. You know, I've been a fan since I was a kid. So, I mean, I knew what it looked like.
Let me just make sure. What were you wearing? A hat?
Yes.
Were you wearing it frontwards or backwards?
Backwards.
Okay.
There he is.
Jesus Christ!
You found your stalker. He sounds like a wonderful guy.
I didn't mean to stalk you, but I was. You know, you got to do something when you're going down the road.
And I hope you got it from me. That I at first I thought you were like a road rage guy. Then when I heard you screaming, "I love the show," then I did, you know, give you the thumbs up, like thanks. But then I really drove fast.
Did he have?
Yeah,
fear?
You were hammering down the road. I couldn't catch you back.
Did he have fear in his eyes when your eyes first met?
No, he had sunglasses on. I really couldn't see his eyes.
That's why he wears them.
Truck driver guy.
It's the guy.
Okay, so in your estimation, I should probably... The giveaway sign was the fact that I have a Packers license frame?
Yeah, that gave it away. You know, the Virginia plates. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. But, I said, man, maybe it is. And I looked over and I said, hey, I know that guy.
Okay,
and that's what I said.
And that tag number was... No.
No, I don't know all that.
Yeah, but he matched the picture in your wallet.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Thanks. Nice seeing you.
Hey, I thought you said you can give me a prize.
Yeah, he said if he calls,
he
did give him a prize.
I did, that's right.
A restraining order.
And the prize is a TRO, my friend. No, hold on. Absolutely. Give you a prize. You'll get the $20 Tower Records gift card. Tower Records and Tower.com. Entertain yourself.
Thank you, guys.
Sounds like you do a good job of that, entertaining yourself.
Just
hey,
moving
you
down the road.
You got to ride alone.
That's right.
Well, my friend?
You have to when you ride alone. You got to do something going down the road.
Are you a long-haul trucker?
No, just local. I do Ocean City. Oh, God. Every day, so.
Yeah, why'd you say, oh, God?
That'd be?
What?
No, just that. Just, you know, all those tourists in the summer is just,
yeah, it's
just drive me
crazy. Yeah, I would imagine it's tough this time of year working Ocean City.
Yeah, it's just a little bit.
Run them over. Don kind of made your day.
Yeah, it was pretty well. Yeah, I was like, hey. But I couldn't catch him. He had the hammer down.
I kept looking in my rearview mirror. Make sure I want to get through those that next set of lights past the Jiffy Lube and the Burger King. I want to make sure that blue truck wasn't behind me.
Yeah, it's just the same thing as... go ahead, sir.
I have to say, I told my wife, she said, you are such a retard.
Well, I would have to say...
that's right. Yeah, but you got him to go that fast. It's just like flushing out a pheasant.
Although, you know, it's really one of only the two times that I think you could get away with speeding. I remember when Frida was having Bart, the water broke, and Bart was premature. Mm-hmm. So I got to drive like a maniac that Sunday morning to the hospital, praying that a cop's going to pull me over, because you're going to say, wow, look what's happening.
Right.
So I did, I had it up like going 80, in a 55. Sure. But I thought, now, if there's a speed trap ahead, and you know, there's a million of them out there, he's going to say, hi, you know, I'm picturing this one, I'm going to say in my mind, you may not know me, I'm a semi-famous radio announcer. And then I realized how ridiculous this sounds. Like I'm going to tell a Smokey Bear. Listen, a listener of my show is driving a blue truck and is
I was escaping a crazed fan.
No, I made it through the first light and then thought, whew, goodbye to you.
And you took that right-hand turn down into a cornfield. Let him pass.
Can I tell you the truth? I did.
There's a dirt road.
I just made an early stop at that, this will tie it all together, at that Last Chance Liquors.
Oh, yeah.
You know that white liquor store on the, and I don't mean white in
that's
like
it's. That's the one I always go to.
Like it's Rob's place, whites only. But it's a big white building, and right. It says Last Chance, although, you know, if you go another 10 miles, there's another one right there.
So it really did upset you. That's why you stopped again. Got a pint bottle to take with you for the rest
just to
of the
calm
day.
My nerves, Mike.
Sadly, the only thing I need to know is, sir, do you ever fantasize about delivering something to Don?
No.
Okay, good. Then
thank
I think
you.
Say
I'm not that stalkerish, no.
Gotcha. All right, my friend. Listen, thank you for the call.
Special
thanks,
delivery.
Thanks, Mike. Have a good day.
Rob was putting his own fantasy on you, sir.
That's hold
true.
On.
Yes, that's
true. Hold on just a second. Oh, that's
thank
funny.
You.
That's no fantasy.
No, well, it's become reality.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Again and again.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, I was wondering, when you're being chased by that truck, was it like that famous movie, was it The Chase? Or that big black truck just keeps chasing, who is it, Al Perkins?
Dennis yeah.
Weaver.
Yeah, you know, I think of that.
How about the one with C. Thomas Howell and Rutger Hauer?
Okay, and there's also two other ones I think of. There's Breakdown with Kurt Russell.
Oh, that's a great
movie. Not so bad, not so bad.
But hold on, there's one. Man, I was just on the tip of my tongue. There's one even better one about truckers. It's a crappy movie, but it stars Meatloaf and Patrick Swayze. I believe it is called Black Dog.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it.
Black Dog.
And, of course, Meatloaf is the heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Instant classic.
See you later. Yeah, instant classic. Right, so was your phone call. got a break. Now, Mike really had the exciting weekend.
Really?
I sure really, you did. Did.
Yeah,
come on, you did now, Jeff
no,
Better.
I mean, I got to talk about it.
Okay,
really
and we will. When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You. Well, it looks like we have an accident on the inner loop of the Beltway at 355 Rockville Pike. It's in the center, so you want to be stay to the left of that. Slow before Old Georgetown Road. Come to Lowe's and get a free $30 gift card when you purchase any walk-behind mower of $2.93.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let me put it to you this way. We've got maybe 25,000 very qualified actors that could have done the King of Comedy. We only have 5 or 8 guys that do what I do. The world needs our nonsense more than we need dramatic actors.
Right, Jerry.
Yeah, right.
We should take some of those wonderful dramatic actors and teach them how to take a fall.
Right.
You're an idiot.
The Don and Mike Show. They can ruin a perfectly good, quiet Don and Mike.
Yeah, we can't. Oh, it's the last day in May. We're giving away a trip in May every day to Las Vegas, courtesy of Independence Air. FlyEye.com.
Say hey.
Don't forget your happy bag at IndependenceAir.com. Last trip vacation, we'll give it away on today's show. Forgot to mention the update on the cat is that the pheromone stuff that we're supposed to spray around the litter box.
Right.
It works. So,
good.
Crisis averted.
So no more. That's good.
Crisis averted for the moment. Also wanted to shout out to Big Don O'Brien because when
he was down there again.
Well, when that trucker called, reminded me I was driving through Easton, Maryland on Saturday morning, going up to the Eastern Shore. That's why it's called Easton.
Right.
And Big Don, who used to work at WQSR in Baltimore, now works at a station there in Easton, Maryland.
Right.
And I felt for him.
Sure.
I felt for him. I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday morning.
Right.
And I'm driving around, hitting the scan button, and I hear on a bad cell phone, "Hey, boy, this is Big Don O'Brien, and I'm down here at whatever the, you know, Freddy's Ford, and we've got all kinds. We've got pony. I'm not kidding you. Yeah. When they, you know, we've got hot dogs and all kinds of soda." $3,500 straight in anything today. Haul it, bring it in, tow it. Don't forget, if you want a free lunch, we got a free lunch for you today. This is Big Don O'Brien. I'd love to communicate.
There he goes.
Oh, dear.
Good guy. Always working. No matter what, he's always working.
Just, you know, I thought, oh, God, there but for the grace of God, go on.
Absolutely.
I hated doing
this. You can't be in this business and not think about that.
You got to go to a car dealership on a Saturday, on a holiday Memorial weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Your bad cell phone is crapping out.
We've all done them.
And I know that there was a guy that was just screaming at him, do this, do this, do this.
It's the owner of the dealership, Don. He wants you to sell this, that, and this.
And then as I got closer to Ocean City, I heard the best bad radio that I've heard in a long time on a station's 92-something. It's like a talk station.
Right.
It's the Rush Limbaugh station of down there. And on Saturday morning, I'm listening for the weather and stuff. And again, I'm listening to all the stations. And they say, now let's go back to Joe Blow, who's back on remote broadcast this morning. And it was this guy at a dealership for tractors and for lawnmowers. I guess John Deere lawnmowers.
Good business there.
And he's not on a cell phone. He's on a real microphone.
Mm-hmm.
He's on a wireless microphone. And I don't know if you've heard, like when Mike and I go outside or Joe goes outside, even if you have a wireless microphone,
kind of goes
right. The quality is always kind of hinky. You got to be right by the source where you can get beam the thing. And when you get out of range, it drops out totally.
Right?
So I'm listening. This is, I don't know, 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. I'm listening to this guy thinking it's a show, but it's not a show. It's a disc jockey, and he's out at this guy's place, and they're talking about whatever the Cub Cab is that you can get for $1,500.
Right.
And he says,
might be a Cub Cadet.
And here's what you hear. This is exactly what you hear. Now, the quality of the mic's so bad. Now, thank you very much. We're out here. Now, this whole... And then it would just go like that, because the disc jockey running the board back at the studio didn't know what to do. So there would just be big parts of... And then it would come back.
Because the guy back at the studio is probably a rookie.
So now the guy who's out at the doing his remote figures out he's got to move closer to where the transmitter is.
Good.
So he says, I'm here with Michael Mara, who runs the cabin. That one right over there, we're going to have to. Now, you guys, come over here. Come over here. Talk to that over here. Come on over here. I'm wanting to call in saying, this is maybe the best radio that I've heard. Not a lot makes me laugh on the radio, but it was the guy, the bad disc jockey.
Right, I've been on both ends of those.
Who was trapped at this place on Saturday morning,
right.
And his only job was to bring the guy that owns the place, bring him over on the microphone, and let him talk about the goddamn lawnmower that he wants to sell.
The guy probably walked, turned around, and had his back to the unit.
However, the problem is, the lawnmower that they wanted to sell was out of range of the wireless microphone.
If you come over here,
So what the guy, the poor disc jockey, whose microphone keeps breaking up, eventually as he gets closer to the transmitter for the wireless thing, he says, well, step on over, see if we can't talk to Jimmy about that Cub Cadet now. That Cub Cadet is way over there. And the guy says, the guy from the place says, but how can we talk about it? It's all the way over there. You told me not to be able to talk about it when I was standing right next to it. And that, you know, it's just, it's the worst.
But remote broadcast.
It's the worst, but it's the best.
And it's really the only way that these local stations do make their money is by having these remotes, right?
Yeah, and if Big Don was not feeling great about having to be at a car dealership on Saturday on a cell phone, I got news for you. It could have been worse.
The tractor remote was worse.
He could have been the guy who was at the tractor remote going the wrong way with the microphone, and then just big splotches of nothing.
Yeah. Yep.
So, like, where at least the guy at the studio could have gone, we're having some kind of technical difficulty.
Well, it's probably a guy that's got more seniority that's at the location. He doesn't want to cut him off.
Well, I figured this out when I got home, and I was talking to some locals up there about the situation. The guy that I heard was the guy that's the morning guy,
mm-hmm.
who's also the general manager,
sure.
who also orders everyone to wear, even DJs, to wear ties to work.
And he's the justice of the peace.
And I guess it's his thing.
It's his jail.
He goes out to these dealerships, and he says, listen, you want the radio station Saturday morning? You got it. I'll come out. You want to sell it? I'll do it.
That's how they do it.
Right. I'll do it. I'll do it for ye. So,
all ye.
Hi there, Big Don, and good luck.
Love them.
Those Saturday gigs, they suck.
Yes, they do.
They suck. And, you know, and then you get through on the other side, and you're thinking, okay, now it's the week, and the weekend's over. You don't have to worry about doing that, and you don't now even have 24 or American Idol to look forward to.
No.
You know, if you're like myself and you base your life around spending quality time in a dark room with a big friendly glow of a television set.
Hell's Kitchen works.
You're screwed. Did you watch that?
I watched Hell's Kitchen. I loved it. I loved Hell's Kitchen. I will watch it next week. He's a very nasty man. Yeah. He's meaner than Simon Cowell.
Look at this, a give up. What are they doing? Well, I can watch the game on ESPN, the basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got, according to Jim, you know, 2 big hours of that, George Lopez.
Hey!
Then double episodes of NCIS.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie Traffic on NBC, which is going to be great, edited down with all the language and sex taken out.
You can't show that movie and chop it up. It's impossible.
That's what's on tonight.
Damn this gorgeous summer weather.
Like you don't watch a lot of TV?
I do when it's cold out.
Oh, you watch a lot of TV when it's nice, huh?
No, he does it. You know what he does.
On my TV diet.
Summer weather, sunbathing nude.
That's right.
It's the only activity.
Until the sun goes down at 8.
That's the way it goes.
No American Idol tonight. No football.
Yeah, but you got your basketball.
I'll watch that.
You'll look at that.
I guess I'll watch that.
You look at that.
I'll look at that.
Look at that on the box.
I'll watch that on the cable.
I'm looking on the cable.
Now listen, speaking of old, and I don't mean it like that, Mike, your mom.
Hello.
Yes. Your mom is how old?
85. Hello.
85. She 85 cent.
85.
85.
Yeah.
She was back in April, 85, and we had, my sister had gotten this auction that they went to where they got a great deal on this place in Bermuda. And the funny thing is, I didn't get a great deal. I had to go down there and do it. But they got some rooms, and because of that, they wanted to have a family reunion down in Bermuda for my mom's 85th. And we planned this back at Christmas time. They gave her the tickets, the airline tickets, you know, tears, the whole nine yards, what a wonderful trip. And she said, you know, will you come down and bring the babies down, my daughters down?
Sure.
And I said yes. Now, the thing that made this trip spectacular is I tend to have a few friends, just a few acquaintances. And these acquaintances, some of these acquaintances I have this company. And this company.
Are you going to start? This is the first thing you say out of the shoe.
Well, it made the trip pretty spectacular because I really enjoyed this. I did. Well, you mentioned it too. You mentioned it before we went to break when you said jet set. That's.
Yeah, but I didn't know you were really going to.
Well, I
out of the shoe.
I just have to say thank you to these people because they were nice to me, and it was it was amazing. It was amazing. It's a company called Next Flight Aviation, and they. I do some work through my restaurant with these people, and they were let me say they were free this particular weekend.
Wow.
And I got to go down on this trip that I had I already paid for to go coach, to fly coach down to Bermuda. And they said, yeah, well, we've got one this weekend. Would you like us to do it for you?
The
and
I actually, golden boy.
I actually took advantage of this. And
wait a minute. This is why I didn't know you were. I thought you were just going to throw a plug.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, are you really going to say?
What's that?
What you did? It was like it was a private plane.
It was a private plane. And it's exciting.
Private
I didn't,
drive.
You know, and then.
Was there room enough for your motorcycle and your horse on the plane?
No.
And your boat?
No, there was not written. But there, it was pretty amazing. I mean, and I thought it would be great because I thought when my daughters saw this that I didn't realize that there's still nine. And there's still seven. Mm-hmm. And maybe someday, I took a lot of pictures, because maybe someday they'll understand what they got. And I, who knows if it'll ever happen again. The thing is, they got on this plane, this spectacular plane, and they sat down and they said, one of these ladies says, would you like to watch a movie? And as soon as they heard that, that was it. And it could have been the movie in their bedroom, you know. It could have been a movie in a car. It could have been a movie in a theater. A
movie on their horse.
Everything. Everything on Hershey. Okay, we took Hershey down to Bermuda, too.
Nice. Great.
But it was spectacular. It
At
really
any
was.
Time, did you go to the back of the plane and chat with the press?
it wasn't that big. But, man, it
when you
was
went
great.
Back, when you went back to use the telephone in the bathroom, was it Barbara Streisand's phone? I think that's in... In the movie The In-Laws.
That she has a phone
that
on the plane?
That is an obscure reference to a crappy movie, but
right.
In the remake of The In-Laws, Albert Brooks is up on this plane, private plane,
right.
And he goes into the bathroom, and oh my God, Michael Douglas has stolen Barbara Streisand's plane.
It was the thing that frustrated me is it was lost on them, and I just took a lot of pictures, because it wasn't lost on me. I kind of go overboard about it.
You were yelling at your kids?
No, I wasn't yelling at them. I wasn't, but I was...
Can't you see? This is a $10 million jet. Your daddy's got you flying on. Were you saying there's no lines? I mean, how are you selling it to them?
You couldn't. They're nine and seven, and they don't understand it. It didn't. It's a plane, you know. And they got on it, and they're great travelers. They travel no matter what. I mean, go covered wagon, and these kids would be. I mean, my kids have always gone on trips and been great, but. What I was, you know, I was stupid because I said, oh, you know, they're going to go, oh, wow, Daddy, this is really exclusive. This is pretty incredible. Boy, we'll never be able to do this again. No. They're nine and they're seven. They're not going to understand it. So I was the one that got excited about it.
Well, somebody had to.
Well, I was really excited. I think I go overboard about it. But thank you to Owen and Alan. Those are the two guys that made that happen. And we get down to Bermuda, and it's the family reunion, which I was telling you in the office before. This is when the stress... As soon as I leave, I leave this jet, that's when it hits me that this is really the family reunion. And I don't
Can
get
I ask
together
you one
with
last,
my family.
One
yes.
last thing about the plane?
About the jet?
About the jet?
Yes.
About the jet? Were you at least able with your family, like, to rub it in
no.
a little bit?
Nope.
Not even with your sister?
No. Tried to. Couldn't do it.
What do you mean you couldn't do it? How could you not do it with your sister?
I got on this.
That could be taken out of context.
I got this.
Or not.
I took a video of it when I got off the plane. I actually got video of the kids coming off the plane and played that. And it was, I don't know. It just, there was, I wasn't getting what I wanted. You know, I was waiting for somebody just to say, how fabulous was that? I would have loved that. I would have liked one person just to look at me and go, how fabulous was that? You know, you're doing something you would never be able to do on your own, and I wouldn't. And you have to be, you have to be in that, that range to do that. And I just wanted someone to say that to me all weekend. All weekend I wanted somebody in my family, somebody to come up to me and go, how incredible was that? So I could just go, oh, let me tell you how incredible it was, you know? And it is. And it's, I mean, maybe I'm the one that goes overboard about it, but I still think it. I think it's the biggest deal that I've ever had happen to me as far as traveling goes. And I thought it was spectacular. My kids, you can't blame them. They're nine and seven. They don't understand what's going on. And then my family either is doing one thing. You know what it is? It's one of two factors.
What is it?
It's either they don't, you know, they don't think it's that big a deal, or it's me.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's me,
You know, it's me. You know, it might as well, I might as well have been taking an amphibious Greyhound effing bus down there.
They'll remember it later in court.
I don't.
But I'll tell you, it was some of the most incredible traveling I've ever had the pleasure of experiencing. Flying at 37,000 feet in the luxury of a beautiful jet airliner, private jet, with me and my friends.
Did you see any Bermuda Triangle?
Oh, I'll tell you, okay.
Baby!
The jet is lost on my youngest. You know, she gets her movies, she's fine. The Bermuda Triangle. Somebody learned about the Bermuda Triangle in school.
Ah.
And we had to have several days of prep for the Bermuda Triangle and explain that we're flying. I don't know whether we were or not, but I said we were flying around it.
Yeah.
I said we weren't going to fly right through it. But, I didn't get what I, maybe that's why I'm talking about it on the radio, because I just wanted somebody to say, hey, how incredible was that? Because it was.
Pretty
it was
cool.
It was incredible.
Did you return with both daughters?
Yes, barely.
That's good.
I mean, that's part two of the story. There was an incident.
There wasn't anything with the triangle.
Nothing with the triangle. Good. It's a beautiful place. It was a wonderful weekend.
So, I'm just comparing now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, because a lot of times, we look at each other, we look at the plus and minus of one guy's life, the plus and minus of the other guy's
life. Parallel lives.
My highlight was, some retarded truck driver saw me on the highway, gave me the beep beep, gave me the thumbs up, and you got to fly a private plane. And you're only upset that your family didn't kiss your ass about it. more specifically, your sister, right?
Any of them. I would have accepted it. Mom or my sister.
Anybody.
I would have accepted
it.
You know what it is?
Here's your mamo didn't
Here's the reaction. I'll give you this. You'll understand it better if I get you to say.
All right.
Oh, that's very nice. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
You know, hey, I just met this guy. We got a great radio show. We just had number one ratings. That's very nice, Mike. It's always been the same thing.
Oh, wow.
Yes, in reality, it was a small jet. Yes, Rob. It was very small.
Nothing ostentatious.
No, I'm always looking for approval from my family. You know that.
Sure, sure.
I'm always screaming for attention and approval, and I'm always trying to do the big thing.
Well,
you know?
Hold on. If we could just get back to...
That's what it's about.
So you're there?
The thrill was... Yeah, was it flying on the jet a thrill? Yeah, but the big thrill was that I was flying it down there to see my family and then pretending, you know, that, hey, look at me. I'm a big jet setter.
What was it like when you pulled out the videotape to play it for them?
Well, I played it on that little screen because I didn't have the adapter to play it on a real TV.
Right.
So, you know, my mom's 85, and she's like, all right, can you turn it? Oh, I'm fine. Can you turn it this way? Yes. Okay, there it is. And it's like, isn't that nice? Okay? I mean, that's what it was. It was just like I turned in a B-plus report card. Isn't that nice? Very nice, Mike. But it's true. It's true. As I scream for approval,
love,
you know,
a B-plus.
You tell people you're going on this, and people even, you know, you go, wow, this is great. This isn't something if I didn't have these friends that I'd be able to do on my own.
Well,
it was super cool.
Hello there, right. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Mike, in all seriousness, I actually am very impressed that you went down on the jet.
Thank you. Thank you. Finally, validation.
There you go.
Validation that I did not get from my family.
From your family.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike, did you ever realize that Mama was just mad because you didn't invite her when you're going down to celebrate her?
Yeah. I don't think that was it. She's not that kind of person. But there might have been a little of that. I don't know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, I know exactly what's going on.
Hmm.
Mike, your family is so used to you being such a big high roller that nothing impresses them anymore.
That might be it.
I'm just constantly looking for their approval. You know, I am. I'm still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 45 years old, and I am still looking. And maybe I was even looking for approval from my kids. You know, because I'm in this situation that I've been. Maybe I was like going, hey, kids, look at how special Daddy is. Look what we're flying on, you know. Look at me. Look at me. Wave my hands up in the air. Look at me. Please, somebody, notice this.
Did your mom at least appreciate the gift certificate to your restaurant?
Stop it.
Not in my show.
I'm kidding.
It was buy one, get one free.
Yeah, sure. At 10% off.
Hello.
For the next
Mike?
6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Mike?
Yes, I'm here.
Was it incredible?
It was.
Wow. And did your older daughter like it, too?
Yes, she did. She
awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You're a lucky man. I wish I were you, the golden boy.
There you go.
There you go.
See, now I'm getting what I need. Now I'm getting what I want.
Now you get
it. But it's mocking, and I know it's mocking, so I'm really not. That's not true. I'm not getting any.
The Golden Boy is in the spotlight, and that's just where he likes it.
Yeah.
All right, let's break nice. Here, and when we come back,
that was the high point of the trip. The trip had a bit of a medical emergency on it as well.
No. And it's always nice to have a medical emergency in a nice third world country.
Well, you know, it's not. It's a nice island, but I mean, but it still was. You know, I think it's a very educated place, Bermuda, but the fact is you're in a foreign country and you've got to get medical, emergency
like
medical attention.
Most of the people that you came in contact with, were they well-spoken?
Amazingly so. Fascinating. It really was. And I said, everything worked out well, and then they went, fine. Well, then, fine.
That's nice, dear.
Yes, that's nice. That's nice, yeah. Look at that. Multi-million-dollar jet. That's, oh, well, isn't that nice? Didn't you enjoy? Isn't that nice? Isn't that? Oh, that's a little scarier, isn't it, than flying the regular planes? Got that too.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What'd you say?
I said no.
No, they're great pilots. Mom, it's a private jet.
Although we will, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
So let's get on with the show, the best of Rupert Pupkin. So close your eyes and imagine it's exactly 6 o'clock, you're standing in the wings, and we hear Lou Brown and the orchestra strike up your theme song.
And now, from New York, it's the Jerry Langford Show, with Jerry's guests, Richard Pryor, Ben Gazzara, Elizabeth Ashley, Carol Burnett,
and the comedy find of the year, making his television debut, Rupert Pupkin, the new
Rupert.
King of comedy.
Rupert!
Hello!
Great.
Say hello!
What's
wrong
with you?
Yeah.
Ah,
Mom!
You fell asleepy. Lower it!
What's
the matter with you?
Mom!
Take it easy. Lower it.
I'm not going to lower it. I have to do this now.
I don't mind you playing it, but lower it.
Oh. The Don and Mike Show.
Mike and his mom.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
They're great.
You don't have to be an idiot to understand Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Nope. But I've been an idiot. Go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. It's there for you all the time. All the
right.
Downloads and the daily recaps and a lot of good links and pictures in today's daily download segment. Also, just it's nothing to do with anything, but we were just talking during the break.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Ripa really has the chest of an 11-year-old boy. I mean, this is
or lack thereof.
This is no news bulletin.
Yeah, but it's pretty noticeable when you look through some of these tabloids.
There's a lot of the tabloids that have the pictures of her, and she's a good-looking woman.
Very pretty.
On the
but
beach.
She's not like all the other Hollywood people that, you know, have had the fake ones.
But she could use some fake
she
ones.
She could.
No, she really could.
She'd
I mean,
be something special if she could.
She is a pirate's dream, a carpenter's dream.
Uh-huh.
Right. Flat as a board and easy to screw.
it's something. It's noticeable in some of these photos.
Just there's nothing. There are pictures of her, and what was the one that Frieda and I were reading at the beach? Oh, The Inquirer, where it was Kelly Ripa wants a boob job, because apparently she had said something about it on the Regis show.
Right.
And then in the box below it was a totally fabricated story about how they're thinking about bringing Kathy Lee back.
Right.
Oh, because
that's funny.
Because there's such a generational gap between Regis and Kelly that they think bringing Kathy Lee back would be a way for Regis, as they wrote the article, for Regis to save his job.
Sure.
Wow.
Sure.
Like Regis
because he's sucking so much, because the show is struggling so much.
Right.
That is so funny.
Anyway.
Struggling.
Kelly Ripa. Let's just keep her in mind.
Yeah.
Let's take a good look at her. Really.
I hope she goes for it. I hope she makes the decision to really do it. She probably won't.
Who's the Sixth Sense kid? Haley Joel Osment?
Right.
I bet he's probably bigger than she is. And he's not a fat kid.
And, or as he is now, she's got Macaulay Culkin's chest.
Yes.
Because I saw him testify at the Michael Jackson trial.
Macaulay Culkin might have a little more going on. Might have a little more stuff
he's
happening.
He's got the beast on the lips.
Yes, he's got that. He's got that going for him, which is nice.
Sneaker chest is like Michael Stipe, the lead singer of R.E.M.
Oh, it's concave. I said conclave. It's concave.
She can lay down in bed and eat soup.
Eat. Nasty. Not hot soup, Rob.
No.
I hope not. God, I hope not.
Mike?
Yes?
You know, if you are having some, like, pot stickers or something,
mm-hmm.
if you were having some dish or egg rolls,
mm-hmm.
you could actually put the sweet and sour sauce.
Sure, or the hot mustard.
In one.
Yeah.
Again, think about her, though.
Yeah.
You don't want hot mustard. You could put...
She's delicate. She's fair-skinned.
Soy sauce.
Right.
Because if she lays down and there are...
Yeah, so don't put the Chinese mustard. If you put soy sauce there, don't put any wasabi in there.
Yeah. That would burn. We don't want to burden the poor girl.
Is it on fire, girl?
Here you go, boy. Your nipples on fire, girl. This is not burning you, girl.
Watch out. Do you like having wasabi on your chest?
Mike, how was it once you got down off your fancy jet to Bahamas?
Well, here's the
Bermuda. I'm sorry, with your mama.
You, the Bermuda, you get off the thing. You're not supposed to bitch about the prices, but it is without question the most expensive place I've ever seen. I mean, I haven't been all over the world.
Oh,
I've just been,
yes, you have.
Oh, yes, in
man.
My private jet. I haven't had a chance yet to go around the world, but. Man, I mean, the one thing one of the cab drivers told me down there, they pay $6 a gallon for diesel gas.
Sure.
So that gives you a little perspective. And everything is like that, especially if you stay at a hotel. Everything is very, very expensive. And
that's why I camp out when I go there.
It'd be a lovely place to do that. It's a beautiful, beautiful island. And everything went well. Got to see the family. Was a little uptight because, you know, as I mentioned earlier during the previous break, I craved their approval.
Right.
And got down there and enjoyed myself. And we were going to play golf with a friend of mine that came down on the plane, also from my hometown now. And my brother-in-law and my nephew, and we were going to play Sunday at 12:30, and everything was going fine. Catherine had a cough, which was not really anything unusual. She had a cough like a kid will have a cough.
That's your older daughter.
It's my oldest daughter, right? My 9-year-old, right. And I went out to the golf course and got to the first tee, and you hear the guy say, "Is there a Michael Mara here?"
Oh, yes,
you have an urgent call. I can't really do I didn't work on it enough as far as the Bermudian accident. You have an urgent call back at the hotel. It's kind of this. It's kind of the Bahamas meets Britain.
Okay.
That's the accent. Urgent call, and then I walked up and he said, "The starter has the information for you there." And I walked in and said, "Yes. Your daughter has a medical emergency."
Oh,
and
my.
As soon as I hear
no.
It's like somebody's taken, a 2x4 and right. shoving it in my gut. You don't know what the hell's going on.
Right.
You don't know what it is. So I call back to the hotel, and life does move slowly on the island, because at this point he said, "I will call the hotel for you." Tick, tock, tick. And he was watching cricket. They watch cricket down
yeah,
there.
Sure they do.
So I think he was kind of into not having his game interrupted when he's watching his cricket. And there's cricket.
It's exciting.
And
first in town, the 15.
I watch him call.
There's the 7-Up guy. You know the guy I'm talking about.
Look like.
The cola.
He's pressing all the buttons very slowly. Mm-hmm. And I finally go... He said, "Okay, I think this is the number." I'm like, "Yes, thank you, thank you." And the phone rings, and then there's nothing. It's like one of those European rings where it's
right.
And then I get the dot, 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 dot. I'm like, "It's not working." And then somebody comes by and says, "You have a call on the other line." So I pick it up, and it's my sister. My sister, who used to be an EMT, so when she says something, you listen. She said, "Catherine is having a little difficulty breathing." Which is freaking me out. But I know she's got a chest cold, so it's something. I said, "Well, you know, how is it serious?" She said, "Well, she's using, you know, she goes in all this medical terminology, but she doesn't blow stuff out of proportion." So I'm immediately, saying, "I got to get back." And fortunately, made it back. She was doing fine, but it was determined that we should probably take her to a doctor. Well, it's the weekend, and just like here in the States,
weekend here,
like
have a can of beer.
Everybody's having a can of beer, and the only only place in town, is the one hospital they have on the island. My friend Demetrius, who was with me, he came back and he said, you know,
hello, Mike. I am Demetrius.
He doesn't talk like that. No.
He doesn't matter, Mike. he really doesn't matter.
He's not from the island.
I'm Demetrius.
He's from back here.
Oh.
No. He's, you know, he doesn't sound like that. Sure. So, get there. She's doing okay because she's a cool kid, but it's determined we should go to the emergency room. And I am, I'm glad my sister was there because I was a little freaked out. I don't know about stuff like this. And we take the half an hour cab ride to get to the, to this hospital. And I'm just, you know, look, as I said, it's an island that is very, it's not like a third world country. It's a very well developed island. I don't know anything about their medical system, and we walk in.
I know you're concerned about your daughter, and you didn't know what was happening.
I was freaked out.
Did you take any solace in the fact that she's nine, right?
She's 9 years old.
That she's probably already got a better body than Kelly Ripa?
No. At that particular time, I couldn't.
Never entered your mind?
I couldn't react to that. In fact, I wasn't even thinking. You know, other times, I'm always thinking like that. But at this particular time, I wasn't. We get to the hospital with the cab ride, and we walk in, and it looks like any emergency room you would see. So I breathe a sigh of relief. But what I notice is all over the walls, they have posters about asthma. Asthma here. Here are your symptoms. Cover your mouth if you have to cough. Wheezing, which she had. Coughing, difficulty breathing,
right.
And I'm looking around and I'm going, Jesus! I mean, what is this? Usually, what?
Did you ever think that maybe she's just allergic to luxury?
I certainly hope not. She could get used to that.
Not my daughter.
But you know how you can tell with a kid when a kid stops talking, and Catherine's got, you know, a lot of energy, and she's just kind of staring off into space,
right?
And Kathy said she was kind of, you know, you could see like her auxiliary muscles on her side as she was really struggling to get a breath.
Wow.
And I, you know, as I said, I hate to be father of the year, but I'm not sure I would have brought her into an ER because it would have been, you know, yeah, she's got a cough. It's not that big a deal. As soon as they bring her in there, you see this stuff where they have the asthma signs, and they put this thing on her finger, which I guess I'm not a doctor, so I don't know what I'm talking about, but it measures how much oxygen is getting into your blood.
Yeah,
you know what
right,
I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Right.
And she was depleted in that area, so she was not getting the right amount of oxygen. And it was very quick. It was quicker than ERs are here in the States. We actually got back, and then we met the doctor. The doctor. Hello, as I like to call him, I call him the swashbuckler. He's like the Bluebeard, the pirate that washed up on the beach at Bermuda, but his head is shaved and he doesn't have any facial hair. For anybody that ever saw the TV show Oz, you know the old bald guy on Oz.
Absolutely.
Okay. This is what this guy's face looks like.
Give him the other one because
the other one is he was the guy that was head of the Daily Planet,
in Spider-Man, Peter Parker's
boss,
J.J. Jameson.
At the newspaper. Right.
Yes. Yeah, the Daily Bugle.
The Daily Bugle. This is the guy. He comes walking in. And he walks in, and it almost startles us, because we're sitting there, and Catherine's lying down in this little bed. And he walks in and says, "Hey, good afternoon. How are we all doing today? Who's this little guy?"
Now, is this anything like that? I think of that Sean Connery movie, Medicine Man. I'm thinking of something like Gilligan's Island.
It's a little disconcerting because he kind of swashbuckles into the room. And he goes, "Well, what seems to be the trouble here? Yeah? What's your name?" "Catherine? Hello, Catherine. How are you?" "Let's have a look, shall we?" And I'm just going, Jesus. I mean, I hope she's not scared because I'm terrified of the guy. And the guy's just walking in, and he's got the scrubs on, and then he's got what appears to be almost like a Harley Davidson T-shirt underneath. He's a strange guy, and he's like going, "All right, let's have a listen here. All right. What I'm going to do, he does do the explanation. What I'm going to do here, Catherine, is I'm going to take this stethoscope and have a listen to your chest. All right. Right, here we go. Let's have a listen. All right, breathe in deeply for me, darling. Okay. Yes. That's not that good, is it? There we go. Let's have another listen in the back here. Ah, yes. Yeah, I think you got a bit of a problem right there. Let's take a look at your chart. Yeah. Sounds to me like a bit of an upper respiratory thing. Maybe asthma. Asthma. This island's covered with it. This bloody island.
Wow.
And suddenly he went from being a doctor to having this disdain for the island. He goes,
Everybody's got bloody asthma around here. Asthma and diabetes. I'm looking at my sister. My eyes are like wide. I'm like, Jesus Christ, what's happening right there?
What's happening? Was he accompanied by a midget that was dressed just like him?
No. He was scary, though. He was just like, and then he went from being a doctor to being like, you know, this total disdain for, like, his job and where he was. Asthma. Yeah, the island's covered with it. That's what we got. Asthma and diabetes. And I'm like, okay. All right, what are we going to do? We're going to... All right. And then he goes into his, like, diagnosis and what he's going to do, which means he's going to give her, what the hell is he? A nebulizer, which is right. The thing where they put the oxygen there with the...
Yeah, it reminds me of a different accent, but the guy on that show, House.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's very similar. I haven't seen that show, but I've seen the promos, and it's that kind of bedside manner. But he said, we get a nebulizer. And I'm just like, what the hell is that? He said, Kathy. She's like, so put a mask on her, put some medicine, get into her lungs. I thought he was going to, all right, bring in the leeches. We're going to bleed her for a while. We're going to bleed her and see how she's doing. Bloody asthma. Covering the hell island in the diabetes. So he goes off. He sashays, swashbuckles his way out. And this is where the interesting thing happens. 45 minutes goes by. Now, we have, considering emergency rooms here in the States, we've really flown into this ER. There's no problem. We didn't wait for the triage nurse. Right. We didn't wait for the doctor. She's seen. And then this, the weak link of the Bermuda medical situation.
How many goats did they want?
They were out in there. The nurses,
in return for payment.
The male and female nurses, it was a social club out there. Oh. The doctor flew in, the triage nurse.
They all drinking out of shrunken heads.
It was just, basically, they're all talking and stuff. So at one point I went out and I say, I think she was supposed to get some sort of thing. Oh, let's see. That's right. Yes, he'll do that in just a second. I think he's got to sign her up for it. I'm like, okay, so I go walking back in. 45 minutes passes. We're waiting for somebody to come in and give her the treatment, and suddenly Swashbuckler comes back in.
Here he comes.
He walks back in and he goes, all righty then. Well, you're looking better. Let's have a listen, shall we? Yes. Yes, I see. I think that's great. I think you're doing better. My sister says, she hasn't been treated yet. Oh, she hasn't. And then the same asthma attitude comes on.
The disdain.
The disdain for him. This bloody place right now. Let me take care of this right now. And he goes mumbling, and you hear him going, yes, I read it down in a goddamn shot. And he goes, and 5 seconds later, they came in. They gave her the thing. They gave her like one of those little puffers that she's supposed to take, right. And they gave her some pills and
puffers and pills. That's like a buzz weekend.
Well, they gave her the steroids, you know, which they prescribe in the States and here, you know, which is amazing because now she's not only breathing better, but she's about a foot and a half taller, which is. And I said on the way
she
back,
hit
I said,
a fastball now like you wouldn't believe.
Well, we got on that nice fancy plane again. I said, Catherine, isn't this great? She's like, shut up, Dan. Shut up. I'm watching the movie. Shut up. I'm sick of you trying to win my approval. Yeah, but it was a little dicey. But the weekend was great. My 85-year-old mom getting around great for her age.
Hello.
She's doing great. She's getting older. You know, like I mean, 85. It's you know, but she is doing really, really well. And it was good to see the whole family. We haven't done that. We haven't done that where we got the whole family together. And I struggled for their approval.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Show. Do them all.
Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
You were on a plane?
Yes.
Private plane?
Yes, sir.
How cool is that?
Hey, Mike.
You made it spit out of the water.
Everybody's giving you what you wanted.
Very cool. Thanks so much. Yeah.
Everybody's trying to do what your family didn't do for you.
Don't you wish you were me. Yes, sir. Yep, very exciting.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Asthma crawling over the island.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, we are. Hi there.
Hey, I want to tell you guys, the actor you were talking about from Oz and from Spider-Man, it's the same guy.
Yes, we know that.
Yeah, that's what we said.
We don't know the guy's name.
We were just given I don't know the guy's name.
His name's J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons. Picture the J.K. Simmons in Oz, not in the Spider-Man where he's, you know, completely, he's bald.
Shaved his head?
And he's got no facial hair. That's exactly what the guy looks at.
Wow.
I mean, he had those eyes, too. You know, those eyes where he's like, and he's got these blue eyes, and he's looking at me, going, asthma. You know, I just think he's going to take out a big saber. All right. Let's cut off the baby toe, see if we can fix it there. There we go. All right. She wasn't nebulized. Bloody nurses.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, I want to verify Mike's brother's really 85.
You want to verify
that Mike's mom is 85?
Right, yeah, because she's 45 and she's 85 and she had to have been 40 when she had him.
What's that?
Hey, hold on. We got a math expert on the phone. He's just figured out if you're 45 and your mom's 85, your mom
was 39 when I was born.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you count your fingers and toes there. I mean, 40, that's awful.
Yes, sir. Actually, I am mildly retarded and partially deformed. Thank you, asshat. Thank you for calling.
Now, there's no reason to yell at someone when they nail the fact, Mike.
Yes.
You do have webbed fingers and toes.
It was back in the 1950s, so, you know, they really weren't that good in delivering children. I was premature, though. I was a preemie. Hard to believe now, isn't it?
Todd and Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Okay, my friend.
Oh, Mike, like you didn't have a private helicopter waiting to rush your daughter to the hospital.
All right.
You and your kids.
Yes, come secrets on, out. Secrets out. Yeah. Yes, and that man I was mocking was my own private physician.
Todd and Mike.
That travels with me on the plane.
Hello.
Come on now.
Dr. Nick.
I was just curious how much the medical services cost.
First of all, you have to pay, and then you can reimburse it with your own insurance. So they'll send you a form.
But for the reimbursement with your own insurance.
The whole thing was $350. That's how much it cost me for the whole process, which I don't think is bad. I think it's probably a little.
It's about the cost of two breakfasts, right?
Yeah. I mean, that would be two breakfasts on Bermuda, but the medical care was actually reasonable.
Couldn't fly in a private jet for that.
Hello, Don, Mike show.
Hey, Mike. Buzz Burbank. I'll send my doctor over to you. Yes, sir.
Mike.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I was in the blue and yellow plane with my hat on backwards flying down there next to you.
Man, that guy scared me. That guy scared me. In fact, he was a little higher and he was leaning out halfway out of the plane.
Did you have to turn your plane around? Did you have to stop your plane in a jiffy loop?
Actually,
to let him go by?
We flew it into a cornfield. It was a lot of fun. I did get recognized down there at a restaurant, too. A couple of guys were there. And I walked through and I heard Mike, and I didn't turn around because I couldn't believe it. And they were two people that were off, I think, one of the boats that were
Did they recognize you as a disc jockey or as a restaurateur?
They recognized me as a disc jockey.
Was a high roller.
As a guy. As a friend of Bluebeard. I said I didn't have time to talk to you. In fact, I'd like to duplicate his entire demeanor with my own family. Maybe then I would get their approval.
What about the asthma down there?
The asthma. Asthma. It's all over the bloody island. Asthma and diabetes. Yeah, they get it. They're sick. Most of the people are sick. And that's a good place to be. Blue water, real pretty. And asthma. Crawling with it. Crawling with it. And he hated it. Because, I mean, really, that's all they have down there.
My favorite part of that whole thing is that he leaves and comes back in the room and your kids have no medicine. He goes,
yeah, looking better now.
That's what he says.
Yeah. Your sister, the nurse, has to say, wait a minute, hold on, dude.
I guess the bloody leeches worked, didn't they?
Is asthma something you catch or something you're born with?
All I know is, you know how we complain about the pollen around here?
Yeah.
There's something on that island, some plant or, well, I mean, it's all floral and stuff like that. There's something going on. The lady that discharged us from the hospital, she has it. Her daughters both have
discharge.
It.
Discharge.
Was it a bad discharge?
Discharge. It's all over the island.
Hey, one more we got.
Bloody venereal disease.
Huh? Don and Mike, hello.
Donaldo y Miguel.
Yes, hi, hola.
Buzz, how are we doing?
Hey.
Hey, Mike, you didn't get a free pair of lungs when you tripped to asthma land?
No free pair of lungs. We're going to have a lung transplant right now. Asthma.
What else?
They've all got it.
Diabetes.
One of them.
Diabetes.
Asthma and diabetes. Yes, imagine people that can't breathe with their legs chopped off.
Fat people coughing.
Fat people wheezing. Limbs being amputated with saws. Like the bloody pirate.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's that? What can I do for you?
Hey, Mike, I'm glad your daughter's okay.
Thank you.
And, man, that trip on the private plane, that's awesome. I've always
I've got it. Thanks so much.
You feeling the love now?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because I won't get it from my family because they've all got asthma and diabetes.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's fucking awful. It's a young man. Heart disease. The silent killer. Hey, there are worse ways to go. Even still, I'm the patient doomed. Pretty f***ing humiliating. It's how all of us die. That guy in Hollywood, too. Don something. Producer of Simpson.
The Don and Mike Show.
They love wigs and the women who wear them.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, give me 1 second. That Sopranos tape reminds me of something. Hello? What the hell's that? Well, hold on.
Damn it.
Trying to get...
Oh.
Miss Independent on the phone here. Miss Independence. Miss Congeniality.
Ah.
Miss Luckiest Lady on the Face of the Earth.
Hello.
Hi, darling.
Hi, sweetie.
When we were watching, I don't know, you were watching Sleeping, that whatever that thing on HBO over the weekend was, the Paul Newman thing.
Remember we were watching? Oh, Empire Falls.
We were watching that. I was just commenting about Helen Hunt having hit the wall at 1,000 miles an hour.
Really?
This is like the worst woman car crash.
She's been out of the spotlight for a good long time. Yeah.
Boy, she looks awful. And we were commenting about her appearance, and they ran that ad for The Sopranos. Do you remember, baby?
Yeah, right.
And they show them filming, and they show them talking. They show them talking about how exciting the new season is going to be. And do you remember when they announced when the new episodes would be on?
Yeah, right. March 2006.
Okay. And we're sitting there on our couch going, it's May 2005.
Right.
So the two of us sat there like idiots going,
basically a year from
May,
now. Yeah.
June, July, August, September, October. November, December, January, February, March. 10 months from now.
Right.
10 months from now. Yeah. Okay, HBO.
Premiering in March of 2006. We'll be ready.
Nice job, HBO.
No, it was all about how much they enjoyed being together and what a good time they have. Well, that's nice for them, but we don't get to see the show.
Yeah, there was lots of stuff that leads you to believe that the show's coming right back because they had, James Gandolfini on camera, right. And he was saying, well, it takes a while, but I get into the character of being Tony again.
I mean, you would think if they're actually working now, that we might be able to see something. Hey, let's be conservative by September. But we're not going to see any.
No. Yeah, you got to make Star Wars movies faster. Then they make The Sopranos.
I don't understand. I know we've talked about it before, and we've tried to get a fix on why this happens. Is it because of the writing, as far as the way he writes the script?
Yes,
takes
so.
A long time.
David Chase. Very
David Chase gets a script idea, and it just takes a long time to refine it.
I also think HBO has something to do with it, because once a season is over, then they have no real calling card for selling. You think they're not going to be selling like crazy from now until March because there's a new season coming up?
Oh, you mean they're not excited about that new Lisa Kudrow show?
Yeah, hasn't that been canceled yet? And they're bringing back Entourage.
Oh, God, I hate that.
Oh, I mean, I love that.
I mean, you have the coat.
Stop it. They sent us free stuff.
They have great clothes.
All right, darling. I love you.
I love you, too, sweet.
All right. I'll see you.
Okay. Bye.
I just didn't remember when the date was, but I know that we were both sitting there on the couch. Our jaws dropped.
Yeah.
Watch this thing. It's like, do you like The Sopranos? They're coming back. And we're like, yeah.
Isn't it the only show in the history of television that has that slow a production schedule?
Yes.
Where they're actually, where it would be considered a current television show,
yeah,
but you go, what, 2 years between...
Mm-hmm.
It's not, taken them 10 years, I guess, to do 5 seasons, right?
Not current anymore, especially since Christopher is like on Law and Order all the time now. I don't know what happened to the brother on Law and Order, but they wrote that guy out for a while.
Black John Cusack?
Yeah, that's right, BJC.
I have to credit my wife on that. She says, you know, he looks like a black John Cusack.
Please don't disagree. I think he looks like a black Joan Cusack.
Same thing.
Yeah, there's really no difference. Well, whatever it is, I hope they kill a lot of people on The Sopranos when they come back.
Or me just, too. If it takes that long, wait for him to die.
Yeah. Hold on a second. What am I doing here? Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, Jay.
Yeah, hello, Jay. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. I was just calling. Edie Falco, she's had cancer. That's why we stopped going for a while.
Now, that's an old story about Edie, Edie Falco and the Big C.
What?
Yeah, but that's, I mean, they've always had a slow production schedule.
Yeah, no, the reason for the delay is David Chase just takes a long time to write the episode.
Thank you, my friend. Big C. Hello. Don and Mike Show. I'll tell you who the Big C was.
Oh, poor you.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hi, we're great, thanks.
Hey, did you see the Law and Order with Lorraine Bracco over the weekend?
Oh, I did, as a matter, you know, and that bothers me as well, seeing these actors. Yeah. Like, Lorraine Bracco, she's Dr. Melfi.
Right? Dr. Okay. Melfi shouldn't be, you feel like she's betraying you by going on other shows?
She's on Law and Order. She's on the same, maybe it was a different Law and Order, but they all seem to be the same.
Yeah.
The same one as Christopher. You know, it's like, hold on a second. This Christopher right. Dr. Melfi. Yeah, agreed.
Well, don't TV stars, they get paid per episode.
Right. Yeah. So
this has got to be killing the actor.
Yeah,
they
have to eat. In the case of Lorraine Bracco, not only is she having to work on Law and Order, she's having to do those awful commercials for the pills if you're depressed. Yeah. Have you seen those commercials?
Yeah, right. But then she's got to eat. If you've seen Lorraine Bracco, she's really got
to
eat.
She has to eat.
She's not missed a meal.
No.
But I'll say this on her behalf. She is no Kelly Ripa.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, she's always had that going on.
You know what I'm saying? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, what's going on?
Mike, how you doing? Going on?
It would be really hard to find a really popular celebrity, a female celebrity who everybody thinks is hot and cute,
right,
who has a smaller chest than Kelly Ripa. Hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, okay.
Hey, the brother's not on Law and Order right now because they're filming the movie Rent, and he was one of the original cast members of the play, and that's why Christopher's filling in.
Oh, all right. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, how's it going?
And that guy's name, like, when he one of the three names, it was like Jesse L. something. Isn't that the guy's name?
Yeah.
The actor on Law and Order?
Jesse L. Martin.
Jesse L. Martin.
I'm thinking of who would you do, Helen Hunt or Lorraine Bracco?
Helen Hunt. Even though she's hit the abutment.
Yeah. I mean, I know I didn't see her in that particular HBO show, but...
Her face looks like Mac Davidson's. She's got those big,
she's
long...
braggy.
You know, but the thing is, I don't think like Mac Davidson. I don't think she's a lifelong smoker, chewer, drinker.
Some people just have that kind of skin.
But she's got that real haggard
she
look.
She should stay out of the sun.
She's...
Leather face.
Who looks better? Who looks better? Helen Hunter or Eddie Albert?
Oh. Right now?
Right now.
After he's been all done up?
Yep.
Yeah, probably Eddie Albert.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to call and talk about Kelly Ripa because you're always saying how funny she is.
Yeah, I think she's fantastic.
I think she sucks.
Why?
Because she has the tendency to replay the same joke that she said like 10 times.
Well, that's the format, though. That's the format of having a talk show.
Listen, she's sitting up there with a 73-year-old man.
Who can't hear the dinner bell.
She's the only one holding that show together.
That's true.
She sucks.
You don't think she... Well, how do you stack her up against Kathy Lee?
You know, I got to be honest. I'm 28. I didn't watch Regis and Kathy Lee when she was on the air.
Uh-huh.
So, but, you know, I tune them in daily just because I want to see what, you know, the fuss is all about with you. And I think that she's just awful. I don't think she's good.
Do you think she's phony?
Well, of course she's phony.
Listen, here's the thing.
Do you think your opinions really matter? Do you think everything revolves around you?
What
do you
absolutely think? Not.
What about no, you do, though, because you thought it was important to call in.
What about her concave chest, though?
It's nasty.
Yes.
It's nasty.
And you can print that because that's her opinion.
Now, hold on a second. I don't want to go so far as to say it's nasty. It doesn't make her totally... It doesn't repel me from her.
It's weird.
She's weird. Boy, you really do hate her.
Wow.
No, and the thing is, I've been watching her forever. I don't mind her as a person, I guess. It's just a matter of Regis and Kelly.
Ma'am?
Kelly and Regis.
Right, honey.
Ma'am, what do we do for a living? You, I mean. What do you do for a living?
Oh, you're using the royal way.
Yeah.
I'm a real estate agent.
I see. You like to deal with people? Like people to deal with you? Is that your first choice?
Rob, how was your weekend, Rob?
Oh, it was great.
Wow. Hey. Have you made it with the rental king? Who's the guy from America?
King of real estate.
I fire a gun.
Now,
that guy with those eyebrows that will not stop. What is his name?
Bite me, your majesty. Peter Gallagher.
Peter Gallagher.
That's the guy.
The guy's on the OC as well.
That is great.
This lady could be on that show.
Okay, Rob, get
half
out of here.
Wow.
Hello, Donna Mike show.
I don't care for her.
Hello.
I don't see it.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
It's another lady, I think. You are on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Anne Heche. Does she have a smaller chest than Kelly Ripa?
No. I've seen
Anne Heche has some chesticles.
I've seen Anne Heche. You want to check out Anne Heche. She's done nude scenes, but I'll show in that super movie, Six Days, Seven Nights,
right,
with Harrison Ford. She's walking around in a bikini top.
And the cool thing with Anne Heche is they're alien breasts.
Yeah. Celestia.
Right.
You can also see a lot of her in a bra in the Psycho remake.
Hello, Donna Mike show.
I believe Celine Dion's flatter than...
Yeah, you know, now that would be a good contest to see who's flatter, Celine Dion or Kelly Ripa. I might have to go with Celine Dion.
Kelly's prettier.
Yeah, that's true.
But then John from the production just said Gwen Stefani. Is Gwen Stefani flat?
Yeah, but not that.
She's not Kelly Ripa.
No, all right. I'd have to say Gwen Stefani's the best of those.
Mm-hmm. Gwen Stefani gets the Rudy bra, the A-.
Right, Rudy Marsky. And Rudy Marsky's got a bigger chest than all these women.
And beautiful, and those are real.
Did you see the video of Christian Slater being taken away in handcuffs?
I did not.
And I love they're referring to him now as Party Boy. Party Boy Christian Slater.
Tough to throw that off.
Last night he got bombed and grabbed a woman's ass. And he got arrested. And anyway, who cares about that? Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. Hold on a second. This is from People Magazine. I love it when I think I'm right about something. I said a month and a half ago, this thing is fake. They did a People Magazine poll, even after they were on Oprah's show, when they were jumping up and down. 63% of the hunyaks that read People, and these are the dumbest people that we have walking among us.
Yes.
These are the people that drive the Honda Elements.
Right.
These are the people that love sitting at the Jack in the Box and have no problem for 10 minutes with... These are the worst members of our society.
They've already owned and sold a minivan, at least one.
Even these bottom feeders, you are People Magazine subscribers. Mm-hmm. 63% of them say that this is a stunt.
Yeah.
By Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes.
But aren't they engaged now?
Yes, you're right, Rob. Everybody that reads People Magazine watches According to Jim.
That's right. and loves it.
They are not, Mike, they're not engaged yet. That's the big rumor.
Yeah.
That rumor will keep going until the world opens and her movie opens.
Right. And I know it sounds like this is the Hollywood corner, but are Nick and Jessica divorcing? Is that a lock? I mean, I don't know whether it's true or not.
I just saw some new very hot photos of her.
She's incredible.
Washing the General Lee.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She's just on an incredible upward curve.
Such a tool.
He's such a dork. You know, I watched that horrible special when they went overseas.
Oh, Nick and Jessica Salute Our Troops?
It was so horrible, but he is such a load. She at least is something to look at, and you just see him with... Ooh, hey,
who's a bigger load? Nick or Kevin Federline? And now they're totally, you know, one's dressed up and cleaned up and likes to think he's smart, and the other one's just a dirty booger eater.
Well, the thing is, you have to analyze the guy based on the hotness of his woman. And because Brittany has fallen off that now.
Let's just, these guys. Which one is,
you're making it very difficult.
And it's not which one is hotter.
Homo.
It's which one is the biggest?
The biggest load?
Dirtbag load loser.
Oh, it's got to be Federline.
Yeah. Sure.
I disagree.
You think Nick is more of a load?
Sure.
Nick is...
Just because a guy wears a lot of cologne and gets his hair cut fancy.
I'm talking about, when you're talking about load, you're talking about free loader. And I'll tell you, I think Kevin Federline is much more of a free loader.
Okay.
At least Nick Lachey, you have to agree he had a career prior
smarter?
To Jessica.
Who's smarter?
Oh, boy.
I would have to go with Federline.
Smarter
really? Than Lachey.
No, I've seen him interviewed.
Okay.
Lachey wins.
Hello, Don and Mike Joe Keith.
See, now I find I'm loving him.
I love Keith.
I think I got a woman for you for your Kelly Ripa chart. It's probably got small. How about Paula Poundstone, not by design?
Paula Poundstone's a man.
Yeah. But she was here in the studio, and I peeked. That's a lot of duct tape. Underneath that shirt and tie.
Yeah.
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how are you doing?
Okay, my friend.
Hey, I would just like to compliment you on the Don Mike store. I am sporting the Raw Mexico shirt as we speak.
There you go.
Well, it's great. Bye. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you for the fake call.
Buy merchandise.
That's real nice. We worked that one in.
No Bermuda prices there.
Right, nobody noticed that. That was like a call about our website and the store. We snuck it right in. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey. I have another girl for your Kelly Ripa thing.
Okay.
Dakota Fanning.
Okay.
Dakota Fanning.
She's the little girl. She was just in the De Niro.
And the Cat in the Hat.
The Cat in the Hat girl. I bet she's got a better body.
Dakota.
At least from the belly button up to the neck.
Dakota.
I love that. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, I've got the smallest breast to share with you, but I can't remember her name. The chick from Will and Grace.
Deborah Messing. Is awesome.
Tiny.
Really?
The I don't think she's in Kelly Ripa.
Then she does the major push-up thing.
She does, but she is just like a two-by-four.
Really?
Yeah.
She just had a kid, though.
Well, then
maybe the 50-tary came to see her.
I'm going to find this picture of Kelly Ripa, and then I'm going to show you.
Okay. You know who else has larger breasts than Kelly Ripa is the boy from Catman.
While you're looking for that picture, Mike, on DonnaMikeWebsite.com, we, for no good reason, well, yes, for a good reason, we have a picture up of Lindsay Lohan. There was a story, who cares about this, she's having her freckles removed with laser stuff.
Uh-huh.
But here's a couple of pictures of her. Check this out. She's smoking, and I don't mean she's smoking. I mean she's smoking a cigarette. And look at that, Mike. I know you're looking for another picture, but look at that one. Check out Lindsay Lohan. That's on our website right now if you go to today's show.
This, yes.
That's
that?
Scary.
She looks scary thin.
Right? Also on our website today, we have a link to a really great story. It's at celebrityjustice.com, but if you go to our website, we'll have a link in this. If you consider yourself a patriot, you're going to love what Robert Blake had to say. Someone walks up to Robert Blake on Friday, talks to Robert Blake about the trial, and Robert Blake says, quote, "Are you going to be on a mule this weekend? You're supposed to be on a mule this weekend. Everybody's supposed to be on a mule."
He's crazy. You never know what he's meaning.
Then he says, "Mules are patriotic." So you have to see him say it yourself.
Wow.
It's at celebrityjustice.com. We will have a link on our website. What are you looking for?
What's that? I'm
are you still looking for the Kelly Ripa picture?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
I can talk and look. You do it. I can do it.
No, come on. Come on. Thank you. Thank you. That's all I ask for. Your undivided attention.
Total attention.
Your total undivided. You rapt attention. You got 9 minutes during the commercial.
I know.
Find a picture during the commercial.
I will. Absolutely. I will.
I'm totally focused on the show. I can listen. I'm not looking at you.
You're looking at Ed now.
I know. I'm looking
at Wendy's.
Ed. Ooh, do what tastes right. Wendy's. Old-fashioned hamburger. All right.
Fight for fame.
Hi, Mike.
Series premiere. Hi, Bailey Big Boys.
On E.
There, I found it.
Oh, good.
Finally.
What
I'm sorry. It was distracting me. There it is.
That's Jay Leno.
That's Jay.
That's Jay Leno. That's
Where's Jay?
Jay Leno. Mike, do you care about Dennis Rodman?
No.
Okay. Then we'll just move on to our feel good.
He was wonderful on the on our show, though.
Now, Dennis Rodman is joining that group in Finland. Every year they do the contest to carry the wives. I mean, I know you see this on ESPN,
right,
Mike.
Yes.
Yeah. Why don't you just find the picture?
I got three magazines. It could be in any one of the three. I'm really sorry.
Okay.
But let me get this out of the way.
A man on a mission.
No, it's just, because I brought it up, and it really, you mentioned it, and then I saw the picture, and it brought it home so much that it was incredible. And, there's so many of these celebrity pictures in here.
Let's play a little Wheel of Fortune.
It's very...
Buzz?
Yes.
The first word has four letters. The second word has four letters.
Uh-huh. Four.
What would you like to start? Would you like to buy a vowel?
Yes.
What would you like to buy?
I'd like to buy an A, please.
No, why don't you buy an E?
Okay, I'll buy an E.
Okay, there's one E.
Uh-huh.
It's the next to last letter of the second word.
Okay, all right.
Would you like to buy another letter, Buzz?
Yes, I'd like to buy an I, please.
But why don't you buy an S?
I'd like to buy an S. Well, it's
good
a consonant,
choice.
But I'll take an
care.
S.
The S would be the first letter of the first word.
All right, got it.
What would you like to buy now, Buzz?
I'd like a C.
Yeah.
No?
Why don't you try a P?
All right, a P, please.
P is the first and last letter of the second word.
Gotcha. All right.
Any idea yet what this Wheel of Fortune is?
No, not yet. Oh, yeah. Well,
it's not dirty.
Yes, I see it now.
Have you solved the puzzle?
I have. Is it show prep?
There you go. You follow that. There's only 20 hours of the day that you're not here, Mike, but you could be looking for this picture.
I should. Well, I found it, and then I brought it up, and then I just sort of bookmarked it, but I didn't do that. I'm not really good at that.
Thanks,
it's like
Pat.
Studying in college. It's probably not going to be here. Now it's hiding on me. Now it's a goddamn quest.
Maybe it's on the jet.
Okay. It's on the jet. No, it's not on the jet. They didn't have any magazines on there. All they had was good conversation. Stimulating conversation, really. It was wonderful.
Jet noise.
It was terrific stuff. All right, it's not here. It's not here either. Boy, the pressure's on me now. You'd think, you know, that she'd pop up on one of these pages. You really would. Now, I've gone through both of them. I've got the last one here. And
we'll take your time there.
I'm moving as fast as I can. Because I'm going through every individual page now.
Hello!
Yeah. Ah, he found it.
This will demonstrate it.
Yeah.
I'm still not disappointed.
What? That's like a regular picture of her.
I know, but take a look at the chest. Well, it could have been. You know what? You could have had the soup in the concave, and it wouldn't have been worth it after all that. This is where I really noticed it. She's wearing a halter top, a green halter top, and this is it. This is the picture we should put on the website. I just saw it.
It's a picture from Us Magazine.
I know. It's a picture that shows me. It's the first time I've realized how small her breasts are.
I was agreeing with you.
And yeah, perfect, I'm guessing.
All right. Now, you know, I know what it's going to be now.
What?
I know what it's going to be now.
What?
I can see it.
What's
it going to be? No computer, no magazines.
No computer now.
No magazines.
No, you can have your magazine.
Sure, that make Mr. Attention Deficit.
Have your magazine.
Anything to distract him during the show.
Enjoy your magazine.
Absolutely. And I won't be able to bring any written material in here whatsoever.
Just to pretend like you're paying attention to what we're doing here.
I was simply looking down trying to find it, and I thought it was a perfect example of your theory. Your original theory of the fact that she's got 11-year-old boy breasts.
I got one more picture.
Okay.
That's already on our website.
All right.
DonnaMikeWebsite.com.
Yes.
It is the mother that bought a hooker for her kid for the prom.
All right.
And there's the picture. That's the hooker.
You.
That's the kid.
The hooker's
from,
gross looking.
I don't know, somewhere in Colorado. The stripper's name is Sassy. The kid turned 16. Around the prom.
Did they invite other boys to the birthday party?
This is one kid.
All right.
One kid. Coolest mom ever. Let me see. Hold on. He's under 18. As soon as he finds out he's got a hooker, he calls his friends. They all come over. Everybody at the party was underage except for the kid's mother and father, who were both... We're both there.
Are they going to jail or anything like that?
Yeah, they're taking her to jail. Here's the funny part. She would have gotten away with this. The mom would have gotten away with hiring the hooker for the kid, except she took the photos to a drugstore to have them developed.
Oh.
And that's when they called up and said...
So there were, like, real action photos that they took?
There were some action photos, yes.
Oh, my God.
We don't have the action photo up on our website. We just have the slut.
Yeah. And the regular portrait picture. And I have to be honest with you, that's just not that impressive a picture.
And when I take it back, that's a joke. Ow. George.
Don't hurt you.
Ow.
I smashed the thing and I hurt my thumb.
Ow, don't hurt me.
I'm going to need that Bermuda knife. Yeah, sorry about that.
Don't hurt me.
Okay. Focus, Mike. Focus.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hey, guys. I forgot where I heard it, but I've heard a rumor that Jessica Simpson is dating Bam Margera.
Yep, I've heard that as well.
That's in the tabloids.
Did we mention that last week, as a matter of fact?
We did indeed.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Sandra Bullock, Sheryl Crow, and George Bush. Oh, wait, that's Saggy. Sorry.
Hold on. Are you doing a riff here, or are you trying to make an actual statement?
Bit of a riff.
Oh, no. A list. I got to put
and Sandra Bullock, if you're doing the small breast thing...
Sandra Bullock is not a member of the small breast thing.
No way. He didn't say that.
Well,
he said
saggy.
His three were saggy.
But hers
okay,
aren't
hollow,
saggy.
Then.
Yeah. Yeah. Sandra Bullocks are not hollow.
Not funny.
Okay, you are disqualified. Hello there, Don of Mike Show.
Celebrity the hooker most resembles, please.
Celebrity who?
The hooker most resembles.
You know, from a distance, really, when you look at it really quickly, she looks like that woman from New York that's had all the plastic surgery.
The Catwoman?
The Catwoman, yeah. She's very disturbing looking. Look at the website and see for yourself.
I think she looks like a female wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Which is Kazia.
And now that I look at the caption underneath the picture, boy, am I stupid. Because the picture is not of the hooker and the kid. That's the mom.
Ah,
I
bet the hooker looked better.
That's the mom on the right. That's the mom, the coolest mom ever, with the right hair, on the right with long hair.
Which one has the red hair? That's the hooker
that's
the red hair.
That's the hooker. That's the mother.
That's what I thought when you showed it to me originally.
I thought that was the son.
The kid. Well, there are kids that have hair that long, but that's not necessarily that feminine.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Don.
Yes.
Hey, that mom that sent the stripper to her kid?
Yes.
Kid's 16, the mom's 34.
What's it say here? Is it, oh, he's under 18. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, and?
Yeah, so she was 14 when she had the kid.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's right.
Hey, good pull on that.
Good. Okay.
Babies having babies.
Yeah.
Yeah. No good can come of it.
All right, my friend. We're going to send you 106 condoms.
Word.
Thank you for listening. Appreciate it. Thanks for being an instant winner.
Word.
Don Mike Show.
Word.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that Us Magazine actually said that Katie Holmes wasn't even Tom Cruise's first choice. There were three different people that the publicist interviewed before her.
You mean the publicist as they were trying to find a suitable companion for Tom to promote his movie?
Maybe you could do that research for us, Mike.
I will. I'll do it during the 9 minutes.
No, you won't.
I promise I will.
No, you won't.
I'm going to pour over these magazines.
No, you won't.
And then I'll just, like, I'll itemize them and I'll staple them together.
No, you won't. You're going to kill yourself during the next break.
Yes, I am.
Thank you for the call.
No problem.
All right, goodbye. Bye. And, of course, I meant with those cigarette sticks.
Oh, yeah. That's
Hello, Donna, my show.
Hey, Donna, Mike. How you doing today, buddy?
Had somebody over the weekend say to me, because I was smoking a cigar in front of this establishment.
Right.
The guy came out and said, no smoking cigar inside. I said, I know, that's why I'm outside. And the guy said, you can smoke cigarette sticks inside.
Cigarette sticks.
I said, what's a cigarette stick? He said, you know, Marlboro, cool, quiet.
Right. Cigarettes, like, was that an old guy?
Yes!
Cigarette sticks.
But very Eastern Shore-ish.
Yeah, those cigarette sticks will kill you, boy.
Hello.
Hello, how you guys doing today?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I just want to ask Mike a question. When's he going to hammer out the t-shirts for his Look Around Cafe?
What does that have to do with anything? I'm still trying to focus on the show. Stop it. Don't call again.
What? Did you do that as a verb?
Oh. Yeah, he did.
I think that's why he called.
You think so? We'll get that.
Click.
There we go, Don. Caller used it earlier and got a pass.
Oh, really? Somebody said the word?
Yeah, I said it a couple of times. Said
working
hammer
on
and
it.
Hammer.
What?
I'm working on it.
Buzz. Hold on. Everybody's talking at once. What did you say, Buzz?
I said that earlier we had a caller who said both hammer and hammering, and it had no alarm went off, so I thought the thing was just busted.
How come you didn't catch that, Robbie?
I disagree with Buzz.
Ah! Click. And Beth Ann?
I'm working on it.
How are we doing on getting the real MC Hammer?
Real good.
I don't believe it. Now everybody's saying it. We have to play it every time we say it.
Click.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, Beth Ann? In case you're wondering... You're one of the guys in the BA fan club?
Yeah.
The BAF? The BAFC?
Sure.
The BA fan club? She is wearing those corduroys again today.
Yes. Wow. The copper cords are back today.
Double C.
Last forever. Absolutely.
Double C.
We're starting to fade in areas, though.
Maybe.
I believe they're starting to fade.
No more return on. That's all I have to say. Bring it on.
But the latest word, she's looking for some khakis.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Fantastic.
Excellent. Outrageous.
We just went to your funeral and it really cheered us up.
The Don and Mike Show.
We're broadcasters. In our business, morals are one thing, but ratings are everything.
Here with a lovely radio bouquet for ye, Don and Mike.
Yeah. Beth Ann McBride's looking for someone who left a lucky bouquet. Back in the producer's room.
Now, there are not that many people that work in the producer's room. I mean, it's just Beth Ann and Joe most of the time, right?
Yeah. She came right in here.
A real bouquet or our brand of bouquet?
No, she came in like yelling, who farted?
Ah, our brand of bouquet.
Hello?
What's up with these phones?
They're not good today.
Look at that. Now, if they break, you know, our engineer's on vacation.
Now, how are we even going to make our call here for... hold on, there we go.
I can open the door and yell.
Oh, we got it.
Here we go.
Well, let's find out. Let's get to the bottom of this.
So you came running in here.
I know.
On a mission.
Yeah.
Screaming, who farted?
Well, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And who was in the studio with you? I mean, who was in the producer's room with you?
Nobody. I walked in, and I walked into this. I go, who? Joe, did you fart? No, see, I don't think it was Joe and I.
A fan.
I know it wasn't me.
Who might have... who may have popped in there.
I don't know.
And as I asked that question,
Tony is on vacation, so the
right.
number one suspect
exactly.
is out of
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
He's out of town.
You know what?
He's out of the country.
Well, whose office shares a
company? And you know, that's a good thing, because if he was in the country, there would still be a chance if it was
yeah.
a strong wind
sure.
today.
I mean, if you know, the currents were right.
He was down at the Outer Banks or something.
Depends on the convection.
He could roll all the way up here.
Whose office is closest to the producer?
Paul Gorgie.
Hey, how about that?
Yeah, but he's gone for the day, and I don't think Paul Gorgie farts.
Oh, you bet he does.
He does more than that, if you know what I'm saying.
He eats a lot of rich food and
mm-hmm.
can't control himself.
I'm not listening.
Now, who are the likely suspects? Who may have popped in to the producer's room besides you and Joe?
Andrew could have come in. Julie could have
Andrew.
Come in.
Hold on, Julie.
That's impossible.
I think there was something
okay,
here.
So now we're just listing the suspects here. We've got Andrew.
And Julie.
And Julie. Who else?
Who is still here? John Norman.
Has John Norman?
Has Colette left for the day yet?
Oh, Colette? Yeah, she left at 4:30.
Oh, really?
She'd lie about it anyway.
She left early today?
Yeah.
Oh, like she lied about her security.
She did,
key.
But that's okay.
Okay, well, get to the
you
bottom
ever catch
of it.
Colette?
Pardon me?
I've caught Colette.
What, farting?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do you get, does she lean?
No, you just come around the corner.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not Colette. I think maybe it was Andrew again. I think Andrew might have a problem.
Is Andrew still here?
Yeah.
Right, send him in, please.
Okay.
Thanks.
Wonder what he had for lunch.
I bet Beth Ann could tell us.
You know, and here's the deal. I think we can have this inquisition with Andrew, but it's just a quick denial by both Joe and by Beth Ann, who worked back there. They're there all the time. And Rob has a theory as to who it is.
Yeah.
Who?
I think it's Beth Ann. I think she was setting the table. I think perhaps she did something. It was bigger than she expected, and she said, if I say that someone did this, then she's off the hook. He who smelt it
dealt it.
That's right.
Well, I'm going to say Andrew.
And sometimes when it's
already guilty, even though he's not in here yet.
Sometimes when it's really heinous,
yeah.
if you make a big deal about it, you immediately.
And remember, you can't spell heinous without anus.
Right.
I mean, I know you can, but I'm just trying to make a joke.
It worked well.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike, and the gang.
Hi there.
Hi. Hey, you guys were talking about the smallest breath, I guess. That's a good term to use. How about a younger pre-implant Goldie Hawn?
You mean like when she was on Laugh-In or even before that?
Right around Laugh-In, and remember the movie Wildcats where she did the scene in the tub?
Did Goldie Hawn have implants?
I don't think she did.
I don't think she did.
Goldie Hawn is not in Kelly Ripa territory.
No, they're not spectacular. Like
yeah, we're talking
John and Worley.
We're talking I believe Judy Carn could have been a member
yeah,
of the club.
Yeah, Carn definitely
louder.
Could have been. But even Judy Carn, she would wear the halter tops occasionally.
Or Alan
there was
Sue.
Something there.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
On the Goldie Hawn subject, how about Kate Hudson?
No, Kate Hudson.
No, I think
got
Kate,
lovely
Hudson, Kate Hudson is okay.
They're small, but they're powerful.
Again, what we're doing is we are trying to compare these women against Kelly Ripa. Hold on. Hello,
Don.
Yes, Beth.
Andrew's gone.
Andrew's gone.
Well, that's a big suspect. So it's only you, Joe, and Julie.
How long ago did Andrew leave?
Like minutes ago. I saw him walk down the hall. He must have been walking to his car.
May I ask what you had for lunch today?
I had my lunch at like 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah, perfect. It doesn't matter. What was it?
Did you have?
Meatloaf.
Hello.
Okay.
If I had done it, I would have told you.
No, you.
What about Joe?
And why would I make a big deal about it if I had done it?
Because, as Rob so accurately pointed.
So he who smelt it dealt it?
Yeah.
What did
Joe have
Hold
for
on.
Lunch?
How third grade? You're the one that came running in the room going, who farted?
Well, it was in our room. It was in our place. It's where we breathe.
I've scented candles, if that'll help.
I know. I got to come to Buzz Bath and Beyond.
What did Joe have for lunch?
What did you have? You barbecue? Leftover barbecue.
Chicken cheese,
right.
Baby.
Yeah.
But see, I think Joe's body is so used to that lunch that it probably wouldn't have any adverse effect on his digestive system.
All right. How's the thong riding today?
Are you talking to me?
No, talking to Mike. Hey, goodbye.
And as always, yeah. Great.
Mike, we're going to do something now. We've done before. Now, it's not, isn't that something, or how about that?
It's not.
It's called,
it's not.
How about something isn't that? It's just a hodgepodge.
How about Something Isn't That?
I mean, I really don't have a name for it.
Okay.
I don't remember the last time we did Isn't That Something. It was like a competition.
Yes.
To see who could get the most in.
But I have another idea.
Okay.
Why don't we do expressions that, and we will see how many. We can't duplicate our expressions of wonder. And they can be anything from Isn't That Something to
Golly.
How about that to my.
Wow. Okay.
My word.
You're on.
All right.
You're on.
And each of us has to, we cannot speak unless we are saying, we're giving an expression of wonderment in a different way.
Gotcha. Now, we'll put 5 minutes on the clock with this lady. Are you chatting with her now, Robbie?
No, I'm not. She's expecting your call.
Okay, thank you. What's the setup on this thing from CNN? Woman finds $3,000 in garage sale chair. Linda Stafford's been going to garage sales for 30 years, and now she found $3,000 in a high-back chair she bought at a garage sale for $2.
Wow.
So we'll call her up.
I've used one already. The simple wow.
Yeah, but we reset when she answered.
Okay. All right.
5 minutes, and she's ready for the call?
Expecting it.
To go on the air?
Gotcha.
Okay, again, it's how about Something Interesting Isn't That?
Right.
What's the name of this new game?
Hello?
Hi, is this Linda?
Yes, this is Linda.
Linda, hi, Don and Mike show here.
Okay, hi, well, Don and Mike
well,
show.
Well, we're doing great. Welcome to the part of our show we call How About Something Isn't That? Tell us what you found in that garage sale chair.
Well, the chair was in our garage. Actually, it had been there a couple years.
Was it really?
I don't know when I got it. I think a couple years ago. And
that's quite a while ago.
Yes. Yes, I've been sitting out there because I kind of like to collect things from garage sales and then redo them, you know?
Saints be praised!
Yes, really. And so, yeah, we were out there, my daughter and I, trying to figure out what to do with some stuff. And she thought she heard something in the chair, and we unscrewed the bottom, which was the false bottom.
And always beware of the false bottom.
Yeah, beware of the false bottom. I'm saying.
Isn't that something? Wow.
Yeah.
Can I ask you to hold on 1 second? We have to do a news update.
Oh, sure.
We'll be right back. Okay, she can't hear our microphone.
Okay, now.
I don't have enough off the top of my head.
You want to change the rules?
I mean, do you?
I probably not.
Do you have enough? I mean, like...
I might maybe be at it. Wow, and
golly.
Gee. Gee whiz.
Holy mackerel.
Let's go back to... So you want to play Puss?
You know. Sure.
Do you want to?
Sure.
You got to talk like this, though.
Oh, see, that's the part I don't think I can do. I'll prompt you guys.
Well, Robbie?
And her daughter's there, too, if you want to get her involved. So.
Okay.
Hey. Slow down, slugger.
You think her daughter's as hot as Kelly Ripa? How old's her daughter?
So which game are we playing? Are we going to play the,
I don't know.
Isn't That Something?
Daughter game.
Let's play the Isn't That Something. How about that?
All right.
And Buzz, you're playing too.
Well, I don't do the voice, so.
Well, you have to do the voice, Buzz. Okay. You got to
hi there.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you
go.
Close enough. Hello, are you back?
Yes.
I mean, we're back.
All right, we're back with Linda Stafford, who had a stroke of great luck by finding $3,000 in a chair.
Tell me something. How much did you pay?
A couple bucks.
Isn't that something
Isn't
for the chair?
Thing.
And that means that your net profit would be, if I'm not wrong, something like $2,998.
Yes.
Amazing.
Gee willikers.
Pretty
golly. Wow. That's a showstopper.
I was screaming.
That'll pay some bills.
Pretty loud. I was screaming pretty loud.
I'd scream, too.
Well, I scream, you scream.
We all scream for ice cream.
How much ice cream could you buy with
that? Probably quite a bit.
Yeah, isn't that something? That's a lot of ice cream.
A bit of Ben and Jerry's, I'm telling you.
Which one do you like better, Ben or Jerry?
You know, they're both about equal. I like them both.
Amazing.
Kind of nice guys.
Would you say amazing?
Amazing.
What's amazing?
I don't know.
That she likes Ben and Jerry equally.
Oh,
that
equally.
One goes to me.
That's right. All right,
you guys smoking out there.
What was that?
Stuff?
What was that, darling?
No wacky tobacco on this show.
I'm kind of wondering about that.
What did she ask if we're smoking?
Yes.
Listen, we pass on grass. May I tell you, though, about Puff the Magical Dragon? Have you heard that story?
Yes, actually.
That's quite a story.
That's a drug song, and I don't condone it.
Have you seen the Meet the Parents?
Oh, that's right, when they talk about that.
Rob.
That's where it originated.
Isn't that a good
song
one?
Came from that movie.
Isn't that a good one? Are you there?
You got guys.
That's special.
Where are you from again?
We're from all over.
I can tell that.
So they put the thing in the money in the chair and wrapped it in paper towels.
We get around.
Yes.
Round. Get around.
That's a song.
We get around.
Yes.
How about that?
Wow. So did you spend the money yet?
No, it's in the bank.
Wow.
It's in the bank. What's the oldest?
That one already.
What's the oldest bill you've got?
It was like a 1928.
Oh, that is old, baby.
Astounding. My land.
Yeah.
That's an old bill.
But they aren't worth any more than face value, which is fine because that was a nice little.
Christ sakes, that's great.
Really?
Saints be praised.
So how many bills total were there?
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I'm telling you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I got my hands on the radio. Can you hear me? Amen.
No,
Ernest Angley didn't say it.
Amen. So you're a lady that bought a garage sales chair and found $3,000?
Yes. Yes, I are.
Incredible. Jesus H. Christ on a hockey stick. That's a story to end all stories.
That's a good story.
As a showstopper.
Well, curl my hair.
Well, maybe we will.
How many bills total were there?
You know, I can't recall how many there were. It was 10.
Amazing.
And 5. 5, 10, and 12.
Said that one already.
She didn't even answer anyway.
I know.
You got to wait for the answer.
I came up with the rules and I'm not playing the right way.
How many bills? How many bills?
I didn't even count.
Can I just say something for putting up with this foolishness?
What's that?
Bless your pea-picking heart.
I'm too. Bless.
Aren't you just as sweet as a fresh-made pie?
Is
sitting
that right?
On the windowsill? I think so.
I am so excited.
You are as nice and sweet as the day is long.
Will you still go to garage sales?
Of course. But of course.
Brilliant.
Hold on. I'm playing with rank amateurs now. That's the best you can do. Brilliant.
He said it. I did.
I said it.
That's where you find the bargains.
The bargains are at the garage sales.
Yes, they are.
Do you watch the TV?
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all like the Matlock?
Matlock?
Do you like the Matlock?
You know, I can't recall watching Matlock.
Have you gotten any other bargains?
Not like that.
Nothing like that?
No.
That's too bad. See, that one would count as well. I'm like making a statement. That's too bad. That's like a cliche thing, almost like...
But it's not an expression of wonderment.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad.
It's hard to realize you guys are for real. Are you for real?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, yes.
Thank you!
We are fictitious characters.
We are 100% for real. Let me ask you something.
What was the color of the chair?
It was basically brown.
Incredible!
I know it!
Did you know in that chair you were sitting on a fortune?
I didn't know that.
That's not an expression of wonder.
I don't care.
You're playing now. You're playing the cliche game. We can all do that.
Trying to
really off. Well, no, when you can go to a yard sale and for mere pennies, and remember, a penny saved is a penny earned.
That is astounding.
Astounding.
Getting back to the chair thing. Astounding.
And
are you a super bargain hunter?
Sort of, yes.
Are you a coupon clipper? A super saver?
No.
You rise early for the blue light specials?
No, I don't.
Tell me something. How's your Christmas fund going?
I don't have one, actually.
Astounding.
She doesn't have a Christmas. And that's not astounding.
It is to me.
Are you a penny pincher?
No.
A pinch the penny?
Do most of your garage sales exist in garages?
Yes.
Because I find that normally in my neighborhood, they put the stuff just out on the yard.
Yes, that happens too. But a lot are in garages, yes. Depending on the weather.
Yard. I'm out.
She's throwing you nothing but right down the middle softballs.
Great.
Okay, guys.
Well, we want to thank you for being on. How about something? Isn't that anything? Can you tell me how do garage sales differ from yard sales?
I think there's no difference actually at all.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm, that's...
What about a tag sale?
The same thing.
Tag, you're in.
The same thing.
Hoo-ah. What's your favorite Al Pacino movie?
No.
I like the Scarface. How about you?
I'm a Serpico fan.
I like Scent of a Woman.
I like The Devil's Advocate.
He's a crippled man in that one.
He's blind, not crippled.
Mary? What even in the Tracy's window? Is it Dick Tracy? I'm sorry. Robin's writing me a note. He was in Dick Tracy.
Yeah, Dick Tracy?
I didn't know he was in Dick Tracy. With Warren Baby?
Yeah, he's a bad
Linda, how's the weather in Nebraska? Cold enough for you?
Yes, it is. Cold and rainy.
Has it been raining cats and dogs there?
Yeah, quite a bit. Yeah.
Be careful if you go outside, might step on a poodle.
Yes, for sure. Although I don't like poodles, so.
I love the little crazy things.
Do you really?
Yeah, as long as you clip them, they're pretty clean animals.
I like mine on a spigot. Nice holiday weekend. You put one out there. You put the apple in the dog's mouth.
Are you talking about cooking a dog?
I live in a Korean neighborhood.
Very good. Congratulations.
What say you? Isn't this something?
How about that?
Well, listen, Linda, Mary, we want to thank you for being on our show.
You too.
Hold on.
Good luck to you. We wish you buena suerte. At all the different yard tag garage sales you go to.
Until next time, don't forget our time is very valuable. Current time is 9 minutes before the hour. Until next time, hope that your time is a good time with us. Thank you, Lucy.
And remember, it's not the heat.
It's the humidity. Isn't that right, Lucy?
That's right, Lucy.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Leslie. Hold on, Leslie. Let's say Leslie. Hold on and have a chat with our producer, please.
Good luck turning over your tables.
For being on the show. First, let's find out what she thinks.
Yeah.
And then Buzz.
Hi, Linda. Guys. Hey, it's Rob. Thanks for taking the time to talk to the guys. They really appreciate it. Oh, yeah. They're silly, but they really command a big number. You'd be surprised.
Big number. You'd be surprised.
No, they're not scary. They're older. But they
scary.
Have
thank you.
I enjoyed your time as well.
How did she think it went?
All right. How do you think it went? Washington, D.C., but it's a national show. Can you assign it a letter grade?
That's nice.
Yeah.
Jesus.
A letter grade.
She's a chatterbox.
A, B, C, D. Now she talks.
Come on. Jesus Christ.
Like a C. Like, well, I mean, A, B, C, or D, you know.
All of this?
No.
Give me the phone.
C, okay. Hold on.
A C. Got a solid C.
Hey, Mary?
Linda.
Linda, hi, it's Don again. Hey, listen, what's the grade there, honey? The guy with the doughy head can't get the answer from you. A, B, C, or D. How did the interview go? Come on, make a decision. Please. A C. Okay, C's a good letter. C's a really good letter.
See you in Toledo.
See you in Toledo. Thanks, Mike. Bye now, Mary.
Linda.
Bye, Lucy.
Linda.
Bye, Aretha. Bye, Aretha.
She's so nice.
That was a wonderful interview.
She's still on the phone?
No, she's gone.
Oh, she's gone?
She's gone.
Are you there? Oh, you just hung up as well.
I did. Mike.
Holy Nebraska. Hi, Rob.
You could have used that one. Buzz, what was the final? Will you keep
what was the
score?
Final score?
It was impossible to tell because we were all over the road
what
with
do you
the
mean
rules.
It was impossible.
We were all over the road. What are you talking about? What interview were you listening to?
It was supposed to be declarations of astonishment, and then it morphed into something else. So
I found the whole segment to be perfectly lucid.
So did I. I mean, normally we do stuff that's unstructured, but I think we really had it down almost too formatted.
One expression for you on the mark.
That's right.
Bullseye, once again.
So who wins?
Everybody wins.
Good answer.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
I'll give it a C.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, man, it's Big Dave. Hey, let's...
Sorry to disqualify.
I am sorry if you had just said you were Dave.
Call back when you're a normal size.
So long, Dave. Big with the Dave. Weight problem, you would have gotten right through. But no, yet,
my name is Dave. I have a bit of a weight problem. How are you?
We'd say welcome, friend.
The problem with
you don't call the show right away with a nickname.
The letter grade she wanted to assign was M, because she thought I wanted something really from A to Z.
Oh, so I guess with her way of thinking, M was right in the middle?
Yeah. She must be retarded.
She got straight M's in school.
That's a good expression.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show. CNN thanks you for making us America's most watched cable news network.
Let's take a caller from California. Please go ahead with your question.
Wolf Blitzer, pleasure to speak with you. Is it a fact that if we released this top secret information, we'd have to release the information about Don and Mike not being on in New York? Is that a fact?
I think we have a weird caller, but that's all right. Let's talk a little bit about Zacharias Moussaoui.
The Don and Mike Show.
Who is that?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Let me just say this.
So you see, the new world is inevitable.
What?
Inevitable.
One more time?
Inevitable! Things are inevitably going to change!
Don hates the lazy, but he loves the Don and Mike Show.
Don also loves our website, www.com.
Go there.
www.com.
It's a good... like an auctioneer. Hey, pictures and junk.
Yeah. We're on the website. If you want to call now, at 877-365-3636, we've got a trip to Vegas to give away.
Ooh.
A trip a day in the month of May, it's the last day of May, from Independence Air, flyeye.com. Don't forget your happy bags, independenceair.com.
And we thank them for their support of this wonderful promotion.
Amen. Yeah, they're the official airline of the Don and Mike Show. And don't forget, today is May 31st. Tomorrow, when you get up, the first thing you say is, rabbit, rabbit, rabbit,
right,
or you are screwed, screwed, screwed.
You know what Mike told me today? He said, if you can't afford a private jet, take Independence Air.
Amen. That's right. Absolutely. That's what I do.
Always your second choice.
That's the slogan they're going to be using when I become their official spokesmodel. Always my second choice.
Always Mike O'Mara's second choice.
Now, we'll do a real fast game here. We'll do a little Price is Right.
All right.
Although it's not normal stuff. I got another one of these catalogs with celebrity memorabilia.
Oh, good.
And this will be for our callers to play with. For instance, Mike, I'll give you a couple of examples.
Very good.
And if you come the closest to the price or get a head on, you'll
without
win.
Going over.
For instance, how much do you think they're selling? These are things that sold recently at auction.
All right.
How much did Frank Sinatra's gold cigarette case go for?
Maybe
$10,000.
So you're pretty close. $10,300.
Hey, I'd win.
Good job, yeah.
How about Shaq's L.A. Lakers warm-up jersey? Not autographed.
What authentic?
I'll say $2,500.
Again, you're pretty good at this. $22,500.
Wow.
Okay. Okay, how about the jumpsuit that Helen Hunt, we were just talking about her, that she wore in the movie Twister?
The jumpsuit.
The jumpsuit. I don't even remember the jumpsuit, but she was in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
How much, Mike?
$500.
$2,500.
Wow. That surprises me.
Okay, here's a big one. Barbara Streisand's boudoir lamp. A lamp from her bedroom.
It still smells of Barbara.
Yes.
Homo.
It does.
Her boudoir lamp from her home?
Right.
$4,000.
Boy, $4,300.
That's amazing.
How are you doing?
I'm on a roll. What can I say?
Okay, how about this one, Mike? From Spartacus. I am Spartacus.
Yes.
Kirk and Robbie.
Yes.
Where's that tape, please?
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Tape of Mr. Douglas.
Spartacus.
How much for the loincloth Kirk Douglas wore in Spartacus?
Priceless.
Priceless. Incidentally, it's been confused for Beth Ann's corduroys.
You could use it as a chamois in your car. I'll say $3,000.
Again, you're pretty good. $3,300.
Wow.
How about
grease is good.
Spartacus
grease.
How are you?
Is good.
Thank you, Spartacus. We're looking for Spartacus.
Grease is good.
Where is Spartacus?
One more for Mike before we go to some lesser ticket. Oh, you know what? I'll let you play just like our listeners will with some of the lesser ticket items.
All right.
Okay? These are all items under
$500.
Ah. Under $500. Mike, how much for a pair of panties worn by TV's Loretta Swift?
Oh, you mean how much would they pay me?
Hot Lips on MASH. How much?
I'll say $75.
They are currently selling for $65.
Okay.
Wow. You're pretty good at this game.
I actually, I think I know why.
Because I get a lot of memorabilia from the Red Sox. I do a lot of that. And it's similar stuff.
Hello, let's see if we give away a trip here.
I got Kurt Schilling's panties.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Nancy.
Okay, now, Nancy, here's the deal. You got to come within, how about with $10 on either side?
$10 on either side.
$10 on either side, you got to win a trip to Las Vegas. All of the items that we're talking about are under $500.
Is that anything else from Spartacus?
Nothing else from Spartacus, Mike. You put it away already, didn't you? Don't ever put it away, Rob. How about...
Never? Always Kirk Douglas.
Always. Always.
That is Spartacus.
Well, I'm sure there's something else that we can't live without.
Spartacus Anthony.
Green is good.
Thank you.
Okay, here you go.
Okay.
She's a star of her own reality show. Farrah Fawcett, Black Lace, 32C bra. Worn by Farrah on TV. How much?
$368.
Oh. $125.
That's a steal.
$125.
Sure. I'd like to have that.
Get it within 10, and your birthday's coming up. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Come on now. Yeah.
Hello, what's your name?
My name's Nick.
Hey, Nick, are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm ready to play.
All right, Nick. From All in the Family.
Ooh.
Okay, under $500 now. Keep in mind, under $500.
Right.
A cigarette lighter that has the words Archie Bunker carved in the side from Norman Lear. You know, engraved.
Yeah.
It said carved, engraved.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lighter that says Archie Bunker, and on the other side it says with love from Norman Lear. How much? How much can you buy that for right now?
$25.
$25. Good guess. Good guess, idiot. I said under $500.
That'd be up near $500. That'd be up like $450.
Mike, it's $495.
All right.
$495. Sir, you were so far away.
$25.
So far away. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing today?
We're doing great. What's your name?
How are you?
Steve.
Steve. Demi Moore. Thong. Sports bra worn in the movie G.I. Jane.
Am I able to floss with these?
Pardon me?
Am I able to floss with these if I get them?
A little less on the comedy and a little more thinking about the price.
Just guessing the price.
$385.
$120.
Oh,
wow.
120.
I think for the true fan, that's a windfall.
120. Hello there.
They're here.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Hello.
What's your name?
Brendan.
All right, Brendan.
Smart Brendan.
You sound happy.
I'm real happy. I'm trying to win a trip to Vegas and work sucks.
Okay. All right, I'm with you.
You're an honest man.
Here you go. How about this? True Bear.
Oh, now everybody's ears perked up. I heard Drew Barrymore.
Why are you laughing? Keep going.
Drew Barry's ballet slippers, as worn by Drew.
And the neat thing is they dance by themselves.
Hold on a second. These are not the ones that she wore when she was a little girl taking lessons at Smotsonoff Studios in Los Angeles. She wore these while she was working out for Charlie's Angels Full Throttle.
So they got the real Drew sweat on.
How much?
Are they still damp?
How much for Drew Barrymore's ballet slippers?
Let's go 245.
Oh, 275.
Oh, very good.
You got to get it within $10.
Just a little blood in those.
And what is this?
And pus.
These things that I want to get the name of this place. You know what? We'll put it on the website. Jesus Christ!
Some auction house.
What do I care? They send me catalogs all the time anyway. Hello, Rich. Rich, are you there?
Hey guys.
Hi there, Rich. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How much for Elton John, white short sleeve floral print,
like a blouse
dress.
one of his blouses.
One of his blouses.
How about 135?
$250. $250. All right, we'll see if we can get a winner here. Hold on a second. Let me go right to the biggest stars. Okay, here we go.
This is still under $500?
Under five, but I bet I'm going to give you more. This is between $450 and $500.
Oh, wow.
Okay? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who is this?
This is Sean.
Sean, where are you from?
I'm Stockton, California.
Sean, how much for the sweater that Arnold Schwarzenegger wore, the gray turtleneck, in The Sixth Day? It's between $450 and $500.
It's $460.
It's $475.
Just a bit outside.
$475. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Allie.
Okay, again, Allie, between $450 and $500. How much for four pairs of socks worn by Denzel Washington during the movie Training Day?
$475.
Winner!
Yeah, that's good.
You nailed it.
That's good.
Congratulations.
Who the hell would do
that? Thank you.
Who the hell really would spend that for a sock?
Yeah.
Worn by Denzel Washington.
He is one fine-looking man.
Honey, what was your name again?
Allie,
and you are from where, Allie?
Towson.
Allie, congratulations. You're going to Las Vegas. Enjoy your vacation every day of the month of May. We're giving away trips to Las Vegas, courtesy of Independence Air. FlyEye.com. Don't forget your happy bags. You can find out about that at IndependenceAir.com.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on a second.
Way to go, Allie.
Hold on.
Thank you.
I got one from Mike here.
Okay.
One from Mike.
Is this still the under 500 stuff?
$475 for Denzel's socks, and you can get Demi's underwear for $125.
Yeah,
that
well, you
seem
know.
Right.
There are men and women in the world, Mr. Burbank.
Green is good.
And that is Spoticus.
Thank you.
Spoticus.
Okay, Mike. This is the last one for you now.
Okay.
Seinfeld script from the Yada Yada episode, signed on the cover by Jerry, George, Elaine, and Kramer. I mean, with their real names.
Right.
I'll give you a hint. It's under $10,000.
That's a good hint.
How much for the Seinfeld script from the Yada Yada Yada
episode? $8,000.
Buzz, would you like to play? Mike has underbid.
I will say $9,500.
You have underbid.
Wow.
Robbie.
I've seen it.
$9,999.
That's a wonderful keepsake.
That sounded so gay.
You can frame each
page. A wonderful keepsake that is.
No, but that's expensive toilet paper. That's rich man's toilet paper. That's what that is.
Thank you, Jerry.
You got $10,000. As Buzz said, you could spend $150 and get Demi Moore's underpants.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. But if they lose.
And what are you going to get more?
They lie around for a while. And they lose the scent of Demi.
Not if you keep them right.
But still, what are you going to get more enjoyment out of on a personal, physical level?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Demi's underwear.
No doubt.
Over and over again.
Right?
Yeah.
Unless you're really into Seinfeld.
Yeah. Just think how many pages would be in that script.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
how was this found?
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
And when you're finished, nobody can read
it.
It
up.
George! I can't open the pages.
George! Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Did I mention that we're redoing our audio library and we have some new cuts from
Going
Animal
digital.
House?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, we have old analog tapes that sounded awful. Here's one of our brand new digital Animal House tapes.
That for the fifth consecutive semester,
Bill O'Reilly
has achieved a deficient aggregate grade point average.
So much more clear.
I just wanted to
so throw, sharp.
Just wanted to throw that in.
You're not walking out on this one, mister. You're finished.
Bill O'Reilly?
They're much crisper, but did you do something else to them?
We did nothing to them.
They have not been enhanced.
We did nothing to them.
Seem different.
I bet it was that.
Bill O'Reilly?
You know that for sure?
Well, no, but you'd be surprised at some of the girls he's had.
Yeah.
Or not.
Anyway, more of that on tomorrow's show. We're right there on the cutting edge. Right. Buzz,
yes.
What is your lead story on the news and comments tonight?
Tonight, the governor digs his own grave.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And by the weather. And, you know, I'll let you know one other secret before we go to break. I think we'll have more trips to Vegas to give away starting tomorrow.
Hello.
Hey, even though every day only rhymes with May,
yeah,
we'll come up with a word that rhymes with June.
Another one soon in the month of June.
There you go. You're a poet and you don't even know it. Go get on your airplane. Buzz.
Yes.
Yes.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments. Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Billy Big Boy.
That was very...
Professional Spartacus.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Is good.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
The home of hilarity. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Go to our website, www.donandmikewebsite.com.
Alrighty, we've got the pictures today's visual aids. Lindsay Lohan, just awful, skanky. Not looking good.
Right, looking very Ally McBealish. Hi, everybody, how about Walt Smithers? And also the mom that bought the whore for the son.
Yes.
And the link to Robert Blake talking out of his ass.
Just to not making any sense at all.
All that's on our website. Time for Buzz Burbank News and Comment now.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Buzz brought to us by Veramax, world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. What, Buzz?
Just singing.
Someone called for a doctor.
Did I tell Mike earlier? No singing.
Oh, that's haven't right. I done that during the show today?
I forgot.
Thanks, Mike.
And that makes up for the thing where I wasn't paying attention before.
Right.
Yeah.
Dr. Developed. Clinically tested.
I'm doing the work.
Call 1-888-TRY.
VMAX.
And now here's Buzz. Hello there, Buzz.
He just
Buzz.
Wants approval. Hi, Don and Mike.
What I want. He wants it from his family, though.
Everyone.
I want it from everybody.
Everyone.
You have it from us.
Yeah, I want it from everybody more.
Green?
You have it.
It's good.
And more than anything else, I want it from Spartacus.
Well, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger wants his state to spend more money on roads and transportation.
Hey, where's that Nazi song that guy got all upset about?
Oh, I've,
Arnold's theme.
Remember we took the call that day from that guy?
Oh, man, he wasn't happy.
Anyway, it's good background.
So he wants more money for roads and transportation, and to illustrate this, he hired a film crew to capture him fixing a pothole that had just been made a few hours before by a crew of San Jose City workers. Last Thursday, on the taxpayer's dime, a 10-man road crew made a 10-by-15-foot hole in the road that hadn't been there before.
A shallow grave.
The street was blocked off for hours to illustrate what Arnold calls a critical need for maintenance on a street one taxpayer called very drivable. Quoting Arnold, the biggest mistake you can make is to stick around the Capitol and not be with the people. Oh, he's been with the people, all right. Earlier that day, he'd been dogged by 10,000 protesters. Some Save Our Families folks had tracked him down at a fundraiser.
I get so angry.
Arnold.
I was just so mad.
I says...
Make the fake phony pothole and get the film crew. And the people think that I'm so good at doing everything.
I says, Rob, where's the song?
I don't know if the people think that. Arnold's popularity as a governor is at an all-time low and dropping, largely thanks to TV commercials from teachers and other such interest groups calling attention to Arnold's agenda.
Is this the one that's so bad?
I think so.
Like, they're all not bad. They're all Nazis.
It's cut 8, I think. It's no wonder the former movie star has turned to making his own commercials to push his own agenda. Just one other problem with that, though. He's using product placement in his political ad.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
In one, he features Pepsi and Pepsi products like Ruffles and Fritos.
Aye.
He did this in exchange for money to make and run the TV commercial for education.
That's not legal.
The ad also shows...
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It shows Arrowhead Water, which is owned by Nestle, which gave Arnold nearly $280,000 in campaign contributions.
Nestle quick.
Pepsi gave him $30,000.
I did the governor's commercials and put the products and the things in the spots that people will like to make me the new governor again.
To his credit, despite the money from Pepsi and Nestle, he did propose a ban on junk food in schools, so there's that.
Yes. Stop eating the crap. Eat the fruit. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Eat the fruit and the things.
And the songs.
And the Nazi songs.
And the singing.
There he goes.
The singing and the songs. I get so angry when Buzz does another story.
The ladies and gentlemen of the Michael Jackson jury will not have to nor get to see Jacko's junk. The prosecutors wanted to show pictures of it to the jury. Michael's lawyers protested. The judge ruled no pictures.
You don't need to protest. Why do they have to protest? I want to show it. I want to show it. I want them to look at it. And if they want to, they can touch it.
The pictures.
Yeah, I can get them.
Hi, Jay.
Jay Leno's seen them.
Jay's seen it.
Hi. The pictures, Michael.
Hi, Jay.
The pictures would have been as the junk appeared in 1993 when the police snapped the photos for that accusation.
It was younger.
The first known accuser was then asked to draw a picture of what he remembered about it. He drew the same blemish that appears on the photos.
Xeroxed it for ye.
Outdamned spot. Quoting Jackson lawyer Robert Sanger, this is really a stretch.
Hey, come up with any reason
to bring this in as evidence.
Stretch, I get it.
The trial's expected to wrap up this week with the case going to the jury next week. One report today claims Michael believes he will be convicted in this child molestation case.
I'm going to go away. I'm leaving you all. I'm jumping off a building.
Yeah, it's too bad. I'm losing all my show.
He's reportedly asked his people what prison is like.
Yeah, headlines.
What's prison like?
Headlines. Three-legged dog, lost. Yeah, like how you supposed to identify it?
I love Jay's bit.
Have you seen those commercials that they're on the High Def Channel for?
I love jaywalking.
And it's him holding up the ads out of the newspaper, and it's, you know, with his typical, you know,
three-legged
dog to identify.
But it's much crisper now.
Yeah, take it, mine. Yeah.
Cat fight? Meow. Dick Cheney says Laura Bush could beat Hillary in a race for the presidency. It was the vice president's wife who first suggested this in an interview with CNN's Larry King.
Oh, the very saucy and lovely Lynn Cheney.
Yes, baby.
Baby.
Quoting saucy Lynn, if we want to have a Bush dynasty, let's get Laura Bush.
Lynn Cheney.
Quoting Dick, great idea, and I think I know who would win.
The cat's still alive.
I can't get that.
Still the cat. Still the cat.
They just won't. They're like that guy in the trunk in the Bank of Goodfellas.
They're immortal.
Aren't you dead yet? Nine lives.
Oh, now it's getting worse. The cat fight's getting worse. Don't go near that.
So in a race between Laura Bush and Hillary Clinton, Dick Cheney says he believes that he knows who would win. There are today further indications that Hillary will in fact be running. I've been a citizen of seven states, and everywhere I've lived, people say the drivers there are the worst drivers everywhere. So the car financing company, GMAC, has conducted a national 20-question safe driving quiz to find some answers.
That's GMAC.
Test is, that's right.
I ask for it all the time. I say, I want GMAC financing.
GMAC. Ask GMAC. For it by name. The test is similar to your basic state driver's license test, and it was given to 5,000 drivers of all ages across the country.
Yo, it's GMAC, G-Money.
GMAC.
What's up with my GMAC?
1 in 10 of these licensed drivers failed the test nationally.
I want my Cadillac. Is that made by GMAC?
GMAC. Right.
GMAC.
Here in the mid-Atlantic and northeastern states, we did much worse. 2 out of 10 people failed a basic driving test here. These are people who already have licenses.
I've seen them.
We can also laugh at Rhode Islanders. They came in worst. Massachusetts can't laugh too hard. They were next to worst. Folks in New Jersey can only chuckle. They were third from the bottom, followed by New York, Washington, Maryland, and California. The best drivers live in Oregon and Washington and Iowa.
G-Mag Daddy.
So,
G-Mac Gary.
Mac Daddy.
G-Mac Gary.
Gary.
That's the end of the round.
It's academic.
So one day, she decides to stop performing sex acts on men for money and go legit.
Who is this?
You're about to hear.
Oh, your wife, Carrie?
In fact, she wants to do something more noble. She wants to be a teacher. We always need dedicated teachers, especially considering the burnout factor.
G-Mag Davis.
But
thank you for that one, Rob.
Under Oregon law, the folks who decide who gets a license to teach have been forced to say no to a woman who wants to go as legit as you can get. And it's going to stay that way for now. Hookers can't be teachers in Oregon.
No, don't let her teach.
Yeah.
Let her get a job at G-McDonald's.
There's a proposal for lawmakers that says if you've been out of the business for 7 years or more, you're good to go. You could be a teacher. But quoting one lawmaker's aide who doesn't think the proposal will pass, you don't get past the headline. You just don't get past it.
Where's that story from?
Oregon.
Portland or?
The state of Oregon. This is a state Oregon. Law we're talking about.
Oregon. Oregon.
Welcome to Wordplay.
Oregon.
That's the end of the round.
The end of the round. I'm going
Winner,
to go
Oregon.
Watch My Three Sons with G. McMurray.
It's a tricky world for raising kids. In San Antonio, there's a series of billboards across town that say, women are talking about it. It's an ad for a clinic that does vaginal rejuvenation therapy, surgery.
It's a lot of fun.
Honeymoon tux and cosmetic stuff.
Hold on.
Yes? You need to make a call?
These doctors consistently turn us down for interviews.
Listen to the next segment.
Oh, God.
What?
Listen to Buzz's news.
I heard.
Okay. I mean, turn it up loud.
So we can hear it?
Turn it up.
Okay.
Turn it up. You know, as a matter of fact, come on in here.
Oh, no.
That's okay. I'll listen to it back here.
Come in here. Put some headphones on.
I can hear it here. Thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. I see fish.
So San Antonio, Texas, billboards across town advertising vaginal rejuvenation surgery. One of the billboards is next.
VRS, right?
One of the billboards is next to an elementary school.
Oh, they don't know.
And that has parents trying to answer a lot of very uncomfortable questions that could easily be answered by teachers who used to be hookers.
Hey, tied it all together.
Full circle.
You know how that works. You know how when you call for customer service or tech support, you get a very polite man from India now when you make those calls?
I have had that happen to me personally.
I have as well. This is because American companies have turned to outsourcing, giving the grunt work to countries where the labor is much cheaper.
Michael Sorge.
That's right. This is outsourcing.
Right. No, Michael Sorge. I'm not out. I'm right here. I'm in.
So from our how's that working out for you department, in India, there's now a 70% turnover rate in those jobs. Many of the very polite Indian people who quit say they grew weary of angry and abusive American and British customers. 50% of those say they have asked for counseling of the people who've stayed behind.
They're so cruel to me. I can't do it. I cannot do that, going into the work every day and having to deal with these people using the bad language. It makes it not worth learning the English.
And
it drives me nuts.
And
I'm going to go back. It makes me want to kill a cow.
Oh, no.
A sacred cow.
Don't do it, Eugene. You see, an Indian man named Eugene says he was called a Paki by one guy.
There's no Indian guy named Eugene.
No, there is.
There's this guy
in the story.
No, you're making it up.
Indians, my name, Eugene.
No, they're
the
all
Indian
named
citizen
Abu.
Of Indian heritage.
Believe. Abu or Apu or whatever.
You will believe that my name is Eugene when I will show you my birth certificate.
His or name, Mahatma.
His name is Eugene.
Mahatma.
And somebody
Gandhi.
Somebody called him a Paki. India and Pakistan don't get along, so that would be an insult to Eugene.
That was. I had Paki. He called me Paki.
That's Pakistan.
Pakistan, Afghanistan, Kazakhstan, all these stans. I'm from India. Don't you forget it.
Quoting Eugene.
I'm a 90-year-old man from India.
And what's your name? Eugene.
My name is Eugene.
Eugene.
I will not work for DirecTV anymore.
Quoting Gene, there was a lot of racist abuse once people detected our accents. I saw girls reduced to tears by it.
They were all crying.
Eugene says Americans are generally more easygoing between the two countries compared to the Brits, who are more hostile in their tone.
Their saris were soaked with tears. It was very, very, it made me almost not want to eat my saffron rice.
Almost.
We almost ran out of curry and cumin.
And when we come back, how people are getting revenge on speed cameras.
Do you know where Buzz keeps his special little card to get in the building?
Where?
Under his shirt. Show him the way you do it,
yeah,
Buzz.
It's under my shirt.
He never flushes it. He presses his stomach up against a barrier.
Belly up to the door.
We should probably explore that on tomorrow's episode.
That might be a thought there, Donnie.
That he wears his swipe badge
under his clothing
under
so as to be cool.
That's right.
To be a cool customer. And because his shirts are so tight, it works perfectly.
Okay, Eugene.
My name is Eugene.
We got a break.
Stop abusing me.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oops. You reminded me about that, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a retard.
Thank you.
Like the pot called the kettle black.
Raise the comedy alert level to orange, because here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, that is that.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi.
Finally, at 10 o'clock, do you know where yours is? A website called Forget Me Not is selling to men women's panties with a satellite tracking device built in. These 100%...
Oh, the v- VPS.
Yes.
GPS.
You can call it that. Yes.
Or PPS.
He's 100% cotton panties.
That's better. Or SPPS.
State-of-the-art global positioning technology.
Sick.
SBP. Sick. Bloody.
These panties upload data like location, body temperature, and heart rate. The company does not yet offer men's underpants with GPS. If the man's a British soldier, it wouldn't matter anyway. So many of them are going commando. The British military's had to instruct the soldiers to be sure to put on underpants before going to the tailor to be fitted for their parade uniforms.
Hello.
The soldiers are being warned that tailors, who have complained about this, have started recording the names of soldiers without underwear. Skipping underwear is considered a macho thing among soldiers around the world, but in this case, some of the commandos have been women, as are some of the tailors.
Yeah, do the Lindy.
And Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
That's it.
Do this, Chaka.
Again, my challenge to Ron and Fez. Mm-hmm. You got to start with this song tonight.
Yeah. I can't
stop this. But no fair using this one. You can either use the original by B.J. Thomas, right? Or I think there was one done by the Association, maybe.
Yeah, there was that great one of this that was done by Richard Harris.
And who?
David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff. Hooked on a Feeling. Whereas the kids used to say when they would call me, would you play Hooked on a Ceiling?
Yeah.
Right after they would ask for Billy Don't Be a Negro.
Yes, they love that.
They wanted to hear Billy Don't Be a Hero.
It's Here the Strangest Thing.
That's it. We got to go. Ron and Fez are coming up next on WJFK FM. We'll be back tomorrow. Hit our website. You get a chance. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
I think I need to buy some bleach.
There's not enough bleach, Rob.
I'll try, though.
Yellow and running.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.